It's Tuesday.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Steve-O and Mitch, 6:10 on your Tuesday morning, and it's a very special day.
It sure is. Why is it special this morning?
Amberlynn's record's coming out today.
Already got it.
Okay. No, that's not why.
Oh. And it's New Music Tuesday, which means we can play some of it.
That's not why either.
It's
my son turns 9 today.
Okay, you could have just let me guess.
You never would have guessed.
Yes, I would have.
Today is my beautiful son's 9th birthday. 9, dude!
He made it.
I remember
my 9th birthday. I went to the circus.
This is crazy. I can't believe we started having kids at 12. But we did.
I mean, it was back in the day when they arranged marriages and they're like, gotta have a kid now.
I have a 9-year-old, bro. So I always sneak in their room early in the morning. I don't want to disturb them, but I pray with them every morning, you know, or pray for them every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I prayed this morning and Jack kind of rustled. I'm like, oh, I love you, buddy. Birthday, kiddo. Happy birthday to you too. Like, he's not going to remember any of this. All right. I'm going to go now.
That's great.
Yeah. I love my boys.
I guess it technically is like a birthday for you too. It's a birthday of your kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fun stuff. I can't talk about what I got him yet.
Not yet.
But I'm excited.
Is he listening? Isn't he still like sleeping?
I don't want to risk it.
Okay.
I don't trust it. I don't want to risk it.
Okay.
He's got friends who listen too.
Ah,
like,
very true.
So you never know.
Friends can't keep secrets.
And I don't know when they wake up.
Like now-ish probably.
Yeah. So.
That was exciting.
So I got a bunch of cool stuff for him. I'm that guy. We went shopping and got his presents before.
Uh-huh. That's good.
But then yesterday was like, you know, it just... I mean, it's his birthday. It just doesn't seem like enough. And Chrissy, hey, okay, you can get him like, I don't know, one more thing. One more thing. Okay, we already got him stuff. And this is good. Like,
okay.
This is good. Okay, one more thing. What about 3 more things?
So, oh, gosh.
Are 3 more? Because I got him 3 more things. So
instead of just one.
I hope these 3 more things are okay. Because I got him 3. I couldn't
decide.
It's his birthday.
That's
Birthdays
exciting.
To me are the special ones. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Christmas is cool. We always have fun at Christmas. But Christmas obviously...
It's like a family ordeal.
Right.
You can take up time without opening
it's
presents.
It's a lot of family stuff. It's awesome. And it's celebrating the birth of Christ. And so, yeah, cool. Here's a few presents right on. But let's focus. But birthdays... It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. So...
He's going to be so excited. You go home and give it to him? Or is he going to... open it without you?
No. Oh, I hid them. Oh,
okay.
Because Chrissy cannot give them to him without me. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hidden. She doesn't even know where they are.
You have like a plank or something that you just open?
The presents. Yes.
Under the floorboards?
Apartment. I knock and my closet slides open.
She doesn't even know
you
that.
You have to know. Yeah.
She doesn't even know
it's
that.
My secret room.
It's like the Dewey, not Dewey Decimal, Morse code.
Yes, the Dewey Decimal System. That's exactly what it is.
You find the book that is written on the card. You pull that book out and the whole thing opens.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So I'm excited. We're taking him to that Batman thing.
Don't tell him.
He already knows about
okay.
that part.
Never mind.
I couldn't keep a secret. I got the
Not
tickets.
That one.
I got the tickets and I came home the day I got him and I'm like, hey, can I tell you something about your birthday early? I'm that guy. And Luke's like, yes, tell him. I want to know. And so I looked at Chrissy and she's like, okay. You can tell him. I'm like, okay, can I ruin one of your presents now because I can't keep a secret? Yeah.
And he was probably pretty stoked.
He was freaking out. That's all I cared about. And I'm like, oh, I should have just done that then.
Yeah.
Because that's all I cared about. But no.
Those tickets.
Yeah.
Are expensive.
Yeah.
But that
Yo and myself actually are, there's a media day, so tomorrow we'll be heading off to the set of Batman Live. I guess it's like
that's
this
cool.
Cirque du Soleil Batman.
So are you worried about it being super corny? Are you worried about this at all? Are you afraid that like Batman to be, you're gonna he's
well,
gonna be
of course
doing
there's the hidden fear because you know Spider-Man they did this on Broadway
did they
and it didn't
turn
it
out
didn't
so well
turn out so well it didn't last long you know what I mean
I can't imagine
Bono and The Edge did the music for it
he can only they
it
can only
musical.
Go back and forth each side of the stage
right.
for so long
so there is that you know but this one apparently they've traveled around. And I've been reading up on it.
Stats.
There's like the Batmobile. They have the Batmobile in it. Thing travels like 100 miles an hour.
On the stage?
On the ceiling.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I've been like reading up. And so, yeah, of course there's that. Is it going to be cheesy? Yeah. Did I mention that my kids are 9 and 6?
9 today.
And 6. And
6.
So I'm pretty sure they're not going to be like, that production quality was terrible. Did you notice that the Two-Face guy? Yeah, when he did that, they're not going to care. They're 9 and 6.
I just can't imagine Batman doing a bunch of flips.
They thought the
Neverending
Story
costume.
Was a good movie. Fools.
The Neverending Story was a good movie.
Have you seen it lately?
No, I don't want to.
It is awful.
Okay.
Don't watch it again.
But as like a 7-year-old. I loved that movie.
When I was a little kid, I thought Neverending Story was like the coolest movie in the universe.
Yeah, that thing flies.
So, of course, Falcor. His name is Falcor.
Well, I haven't watched it recently, so I don't remember.
So, dude, I didn't have to watch it recently to know his name is Falcor.
Okay.
So we watched it again, because I'm like, dude, you guys are going to flip. This movie's the bomb.
And they saw it and they
and
loved it.
And they loved it. But the whole time I'm like, no!
Okay, that's how I felt
this
about...
This is terrible!
Not too long ago, I decided to watch an episode of Full House. That show sucked.
Oh.
I didn't realize.
Oh, okay, fine.
I didn't realize how terrible it was.
Yeah.
But I loved it as a child.
Well, of course. That's how you know movies are really good. Because if you loved them as a kid and you watch them now and they stand the test of time, you're like, ah, yeah, Star Wars. You're still good.
Pretty much every Disney
movie. You're still good.
That I watched as a child.
Is still awesome?
Still awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Aladdin?
Aladdin.
The Lion
Little
King.
Mermaid. Lion King came out within memory for
yeah.
me. So that's good.
Within memory?
Like I remember when The Lion King hit theaters.
Right.
Because I don't remember when Lion King or Aladdin hit theaters. I'm sorry, you do. Or The Little Mermaid. You remember it's well within memory.
9-year-old. Yeah, I remember seeing both of those at the movie theater.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Nope. They were always
was 4.
They just were always in VHS form for me. 4.
I was 14.
Which means I was 4.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, it's Tuesday morning, and we got a lot to talk about this morning.
We do.
Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park joining us at 7:30. It is New Music Tuesday. We have Pastor Scott Tom today. Big day.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
I'm excited. Right now, I got some music from a band. I don't know.
Amend.
Maybe. Or the song's Amend.
Oh, we're not sure.
We can't figure it out yet. Whatever. Sleeping at Last on the way. Some Linkin Park as well. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Blink 182, Culture Shock, right here on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
6:26.
Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
No, you know, just chilling.
Just hanging out. That's cool.
So, my son's birthday is today.
Yes.
Quite excited.
You are?
I would say I'm a protective parent.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm overly, you know, like, I don't freak out.
Okay.
My kids both play football. I've seen them both get taken down in flag football. And I've never, like, run out on the field to fight anybody.
Do people do that? I feel like if your kids are in football, you got to expect them to fall.
You would think so.
Okay.
It's more than that. I've had a few like parent conversations. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like 1 week they were on the field and I was reffing.
Oh.
Helping with one of the, and they were like,
no bueno.
Dads on the sidelines who were like, hey, ref, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep reffing then. It's a good thing you're on the sideline. So anyways, overly protective parents. They yeah. exist.
They do.
They do exist.
It's scary.
So I was reading this article yesterday, and man, I don't know how I feel about it. You remember when you were a kid, what was your favorite thing to do on the playground?
Well, back in my day.
Oh, man.
We didn't have like a lot of playground equipment.
Okay.
We had the normal like swings, monkey bars, and the slide, but we also had the huge monster truck tires.
Oh, we did too.
So
I have no idea why.
I don't know, but why was that my favorite thing to always like we ran on top of them.
Yeah, and you hit on the inside of
you
them.
You hit on did the
inside.
Yeah,
kind of crawl around the inside of them.
Yes,
yeah. Of course.
And I mean, they were not safe.
You're like, why did we have those? That's why, because everybody wanted to play on them.
Rubber.
Yeah.
And the sun doesn't that equal like.
Cancer.
Cancer?
I have
or something
no idea.
These days?
I have no idea.
So
everything plus the sun equals cancer
yeah,
these days.
So monster truck tires were my favorite.
Okay. Now, you already mentioned where I was going to go and what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
The monkey bars.
Okay.
You know how dangerous they are, right?
Oh, totally.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
They're not really that dangerous.
No.
I don't think.
I mean, of course, there's potential like danger there, but...
Oh.
But not... Not anything where, like...
Here's the deal.
I don't know.
I read this story yesterday, and a little girl playing on the monkey bars, right?
Okay.
It seemed like a nice, normal thing. Mm-hmm. She's a child. It's the monkey bars. Kids are kids. They play on the monkey bars. She's second day of kindergarten. Her name was Harper. Her name is Harper.
She's not.
She's still with
she
us.
She made it.
Yeah. So, second day of kindergarten, rocking the monkey bars.
Okay.
Falls off. Broke her arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
Of course.
Okay.
So, the mom took her into the x-ray room. Photos revealed. Full break of the humerus. Just above the elbow.
That's funny.
No. Oh, dude. So here's where it got interesting. The hospital tech says, monkey bars or trampoline?
Ooh, so he knows.
Yeah.
He set her up for that.
Then he says, if it were up to me, I'd tear all monkey bars down.
Gosh, tear down all the fun, why
don't
you?
Good job, hospital tech, because now this mother is trying to get monkey bars banned from schools.
Okay.
As a menace.
People fall and break their arms. Yeah. Whatever. It happened.
Whatever?
Okay. Before I was born, my brother, I have an older brother. He's about 34 now.
Rick James!
Yes. Yeah. I call him Nathan. That's his name to me.
Which is weird because when I met him, he said, hi, I'm James.
That's his first name. And only family calls him Nathan.
Okay.
His middle name.
Is Nathan?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that to him?
Well, when
why
he
does
was,
anybody call anybody well, by their middle
was,
name?
When he was younger...
Why not just name him Nathan?
Well, when he was younger, his dad's name is James, and so he went by Nathan, and it just stuck with the family, and all friends after middle school started calling him James, and so I've just always called him Nathan. Anyway, he... elementary school, he was playing... And the elementary school is directly across the street from our house at this time.
Okay.
And he was playing on the monkey bars, and he fell off and both broke... Broke both of his arms.
Oh.
And then he walked home. And it was like, Mom? And whatever.
What do you mean, and whatever? He broke both of his arms?
Uh-huh.
Dude.
It's crazy. But guess what? My mom didn't complain. She's like, yeah. Kids are kids. They fall off the monkey bars and break their arms, apparently.
Of course. Static.
Hello.
Hello. Where have you been?
Dude, I've worked all day at one job for 8 hours.
8 hours. That's like a normal
one
day.
Job, one job.
Like,
no, all
dude,
day.
All day? Oh, wait,
one
8 hours.
One pool all day.
Yeah, we had to remove her old heater, put in a new heater, and redo all the plumbing. So
dang.
That sounds awful.
I did everything. But anyway, my daughter broke her wrist 3 times, and she's only 10 years
old.
Was it on monkey bars?
No. Actually, when she was a baby, she fell off the bed. Then when she was 2, she ran and tripped. And then when she was 8... She was playing with her brother and fell and broke her wrist. She broke her left wrist twice and her right one once.
How many times has CYFD been to your house, bro?
Hey, no, but Dude, when
I'm
you're
serious.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You didn't answer the question.
You didn't answer the question. Hey, come on, bro.
What's it again?
We're all family here. We're all family. It's okay.
How many times has CYFD been to your house?
After no, the second.
Third time we went to the hospital, it was out here in Las Cruces, and, you know, the records show that she had broken her arm, and they kind of were, you know, asking some questions.
Yeah,
and they
asked totally.
And I was getting pissed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, really? Like, come on. Like, I just couldn't. I mean, I kind of understood, and then I kind of didn't.
Right.
But they never came to our house or nothing, but they questioned the heck out of us at the hospital. Then they questioned her, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I think she writes left-handed now.
Oh.
Because she broke her wrist when she was learning how to write. Mm-hmm.
So now she's a lefty.
Yeah, she's a lefty now.
It happens.
But my dad, I don't think he was too protective because he would make me fight his friend's sons when we were like 8 or 9 and 10.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Yeah. My dad used to play soccer, and he had a friend named Alex, and he had a little son. And one day after the soccer game, and my mom and dad were divorced, so I was with my dad for the weekend or whatever. And so he's like, hey, it'd be a good idea. You guys should fight. You know, you guys should learn how to fight.
Oh, gosh.
So the next thing you know, we think we're Ninja Turtles, and we're fighting each other to the doom, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty crazy. My dad was pretty crazy.
I'm just not sure that's the best tactic, you know?
Dang.
So, yeah.
But my favorite thing at school, for some reason, was the swings.
And, oh, of course.
Did you guys, Steve-O, you had to have done this. Did you ever snap back the chains when you would go back?
Yeah.
Remember that? And then go forward and then do a backflip? Do you remember that?
Of course. Well, see, here's the thing. The swings were my monkey bars in a sense that when I was in third grade, my best friend, Derek, his name was Derek Mitchell. He lived up the street. Best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Top Gun. So Goose and Maverick, swing as high as we could, and we'd snap the chains. And then once we got to the height of like snapping the chains, we'd swing all the way back, swing all the way forward, and launch ourselves off of the swing.
And now you can't do that without your feet
and
hurting.
And we called it like ejector seat. Well, Derek.
Launches
off of the swings and landed on his arm and just shattered it.
Oh,
snapped his arm in all these places and had that like cast from his fingertip all the way to his shoulder, like the big L cast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad, and we were like banned from the monkey bar or from the swings for the rest of the year because we were stupid and dangerous with those things.
Well, yeah. Phil really wasn't Top Gun because he didn't break his neck.
Right. Goose did live. He did live. It just shattered his arm. So
swings rocked when I was a kid, man.
Yeah, swings were the best. So
I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
So we were going to talk about what you would ban, but I'm almost feeling like childhood.
Yeah, favorite
childhood experience / toy. Who knows? Staver.
Hey. Heard pool boy say something cute.
Uh-oh.
What did he say?
It's just cute when, you know, he thought his kids were playing when they end up with broken bones. No. It's like me saying I was playing when I came upstairs from the basement fight club and said I punched out my cousin's tooth.
Oh.
We were playing.
We were just playing.
See, yeah, my kids, they were playing, and one had a broken bone. No.
They were just playing.
Pool boy, they weren't playing, bro.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
You know, my favorite, okay, so Asif, we'll go here. My favorite was, okay, besides the tires.
Of course.
And I'm definitely not being sarcastic about this.
Oh, no.
Was the 50-foot ladder up to the metal slide, sliding down with all of your skin just peeling right off because the sun was bearing down on it. That was my favorite on the playground.
That was the worst. Are you kidding me?
And then, like, you had that kid at the top that was too afraid to go, and you're screaming at him, like, on the ladder, like, go!
Go! Just go! I love how you even, like, held on to the sides as if you were really there. Go! Yeah.
Screaming at them.
I got wicked good at tetherball for the simple fact that once Derek broke his arm, we were like banned from all swings.
You had to like stand on like the black asphalt and just like hit the
and
tetherball.
And just hit the tetherball. That's all we could do. Sorry. Four square and tetherball. That's all we could do. It's like, all right.
Four square. Okay.
Four square and tetherball. I don't even remember how to play that. I just remember squares and a big old
red
ball.
There's like a tornado. You could do like the tornado. And like you like spin it and it hits their square and then goes some random direction that they're not expecting.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I wasn't that good.
Or earthquake and you hit it really hard.
I don't know. Wow.
Okay.
It's ancient history. I have a 9-year-old.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Foursquare. When I was in third grade, they got rid of the monster truck wheels and everything, which means that the whole playground was under construction for the entire year. And it was awful. We had to play on the blacktop, which is just like,
I don't even know what
that is. Just like, it's literally just asphalt.
Uh-huh.
And they had like a bunch of four square places and tetherball. That's all we had all year. And there was no shade.
That's the worst.
It was awful all year.
Stever.
We had rocks.
They threw them at each other.
Actually, I got like when the first time you mentioned the giant tire of doom, the monster truck tires, those were like forts in elementary school that we would hide in and pelt each other with rocks. that was exactly what we would do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, fourth grade through seventh grade in Anchorage?
Yeah.
Okay. No throwing snowballs at recess.
Oh, no.
This is what a school had.
Okay.
Mount Spur Elementary had, there was the playground. And the most dangerous thing on the playground actually was the ice slide. You know, when the snow got packed, we'd all slide in the same place until it became ice.
Yeah.
But across the street, there was a large field, you know, about the size of a track, you know, like a quarter mile around the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And the one side of the field was for first through fifth grade, and the other side of the field was for the sixth graders.
Oh.
And that was the snowball field. You could go, if you were going to throw a snowball, you had to go to the snowball field. But often what was thrown was much harder than snow.
Right. You got to start with the rock.
Yeah.
And then you pack it around.
It's messed up.
I know the rules.
I didn't know this rule.
Really?
No one ever informed me.
You're a girl. It's okay. I don't think that's not true. I was going to say, I don't think anybody ever would have thrown rocks at you. I probably would have. If you were in the snowball field, I'm sure you would have.
Would you have thrown rocks at me?
Of course.
That's messed up.
Dude, we're so stupid. Kids are so dumb. I love it. I came towards the nurse's office one afternoon just gushing blood from the side of my head because we were throwing rocks and I'm throwing rocks to my left, not paying attention. And this kid comes up from the side that I don't see him and just hard as he could, right into the side of my head. Blood. I mean, it was awful. I have a scar above my eye.
Yeah,
that's from elementary school because we were running through and there was like all the metal areas and there was a sharp metal corner. It wasn't the monkey bars. I don't know. It was like this big metal cube almost. And we were running and I was running by and a kid, boom, bumped me and head first right into the corner of this metal box. So blood over the eye. We were constantly bleeding on the elementary school playground. It was like a battlefield.
You know, I've never broken a bone in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know how. I don't know how I've avoided this because, okay, once the monkey bars weren't cool, the slide, the swings, everything wasn't cool anymore. The tires were gone. Do you remember seeing like right next to the monkey bars, there's just that one bar and then there's the one other bar that's above it, like higher.
Uh-huh.
They're like, they're right next to each other. That's for doing flips. And I got really good at that. Like every day at recess, my friends and I would go out to that bar and we would do like these they called like the cherry drop. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. They're called like the cherry drop. And then there's like the genie drop, which means you sit on top of the bar and then just let yourself flip backwards and you land on your feet. And then there's the bowling ball and the scissors.
Wow.
And I got really good at that.
Wow.
Well, my friend was in gymnastics, so she taught me all this.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm sure we could tell a thousand stories of kindergartners breaking arms, but yeah, I was wrong. It's the fourth day. On the fourth day of kindergarten, little Harper fell off the monkey bars, broke her arm, and the mom now is trying to ban monkey bars because she took her daughter to the hospital x-ray room, and the photos revealed a full break of the humerus just above the elbow. And the hospital tech said, monkey bars are trampoline. They did say that 15 to 20% of fractures are monkey bar related, at least according to this x-ray technician at Phoenix Children's Hospital. And because of that, now parents are starting to say, wait, 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 these are way too dangerous. We need to get rid of monkey bars. We should ban them everywhere. And originally I was going to ask, what would you ban? However, this is much more fun. Let's talk about childhood awesomeness. Thebes on Facebook.
He says, fourth grade, broke my wrist on the monkey bars at school. 5 years ago, watched our youth pastor's son climb up his monkey bars, and I cringed just before he started. He fell and broke his wrist. Picked up a big wooden swing set from my girls last year that came with monkey bars. The monkey bars did not make it on the set.
So Thebes already banned monkey bars in his home.
In his household.
Yeah. So well, there it is.
Well, good luck on teaching your kids real life.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. A parent is trying to ban the monkey bars. Can
Don't
you believe
do
this?
Don't do it.
Talk more about that in just a moment. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Sleeping at Last. Song called Umbrellas. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Tuesday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right. Just talking chilling. About monkey bars.
Oh, the joys of childhood.
Childhood awesomeness. I was reading this article, and this mom, I didn't read the whole article. Apparently, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
On the fourth day of kindergarten, Harper, her daughter, fell off the monkey bars, broke her arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, they took her to the hospital. Hospital tech asked, monkey bars or trampoline? And he then went on to say, if it were up to him, he'd tear down all the monkey bars, which put a little idea in her brain. So she started researching everything, came to find out that 15 to 20% of all fractures that they saw at the Phoenix Children's Hospital were monkey bar related.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Don't say.
So the mom said, okay, you know what? Maybe there's something to this. I should start looking into monkey bars. So her daughter, Harper, gets her cast off. She's overjoyed. She can't wait to hang out with her best friend, Caitlin. But the day that she was scheduled to hang out with her best friend, Caitlin. I love that. Scheduled.
Scheduled, I know, right?
They got a call from Caitlin's parents at lunchtime saying, hey, sorry, Caitlin can't come play. We're on our way to the hospital because Caitlin just broke her wrist. Guess what she fell off of?
The monkey bars.
The monkey bars!
No! Gosh. You know what? I don't think this is like a problem with the monkey bars. It's obviously a problem with the children. They're not strong enough. You gotta hold on to the monkey bars.
You gotta drink some vitamin D milk.
Yeah, that's what's gotta happen.
It's good for your bones.
Take your Flintstone vitamins.
No.
And hold on to the monkey bars.
No, that's fake.
No, it's not.
Vitamin D milk is real.
Okay.
It's made of real stuff.
Of course.
So, this mom set out to try and ban the monkey bars because, you know, children. I don't think it's monkey bars because as we're talking, my best friend broke his arm jumping off a swing.
Right. We're
crazy. See, I was too scared. I'm not going to lie. I was a chicken. So I would do the crazy, you know, get up high and then let the, you know, chain snap back because you'd get so high. And then once you got to that point, you would jump off but grab one of the, I called it the Indiana Jones, because then you would jump off,
but you would
grab onto one of the chains and just like swing back, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then stop yourself with your feet. I'm glad I never like broke my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was still crazy, but I never broke a bone in my body.
Me either.
However, I was around plenty of kids that did. We were talking off air about playing chicken. Remember chicken?
Yes. Okay. So that was always fun.
On the monkey bars.
You both start at the opposite ends of the monkey bars.
Yeah.
You make your way to the middle, and then you try and pull each other down with your feet.
Yeah.
And then the first person to let go, obviously you fall. You don't land on your feet because your feet are entangled in the other person's feet.
Oh, yeah. So you fall on your back or your shoulder, your face.
And surprisingly, that was never banned.
Oh, yeah.
Never banned. Red Rover was. Too many arms broken.
That's true, huh?
And there's no playground equipment involved in that.
Wow. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
We played chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah, with knives.
Oh.
Okay.
Man.
You told me about this. What is it called?
Chicken.
There was something like...
No, there's Mumbly Peg.
Doesn't that involve knives as
well?
Yeah,
it does.
What is happening? Who are you?
Chicken, I'm not even going to tell you.
Was it with the hand or what?
No, I'm not going to tell you. Because then some kid's going to go do it.
Exactly.
What is... Exactly. Okay, can you explain Mumbly Peg? At least?
Probably shouldn't.
Okay. It involves knives, children. Don't touch knives. They're not safe. They're very dangerous.
Remember, this is elementary school in Alaska.
Right. Right. Many moons ago.
The sun never came up. They were really depressed.
Oh, we weren't depressed.
Wow. Thanks for the input there. And he's gone. He's like a vapor.
Done.
Unreal. Just before 7 o'clock.
We
talking
asked
about monkey bars.
On Facebook, what was your favorite playground pastime?
Yeah.
And there's a pretty epic picture.
That's good.
And which actually goes with Max's comment. He says, it was always about tag. The monkey bars and other playground paraphernalia were only obstacles to climb to get away from the enemy.
Yes, dude.
So look at the picture. That's not safe.
No.
That's like a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
On top of wooden monkey bars.
Where did you find that photo?
Images, Google. Thank you.
Good job.
And back in the day, they were made with wood.
Back in me.
And you got splinters.
See, I didn't have wood monkey bars. We had the metal.
Oh, we had
crazy.
Both.
Yeah.
And it was splinters, like galore. And then you were lucky. I don't know how they never cracked under the rain and the sun.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, man. Elementary school playgrounds. One mom's trying to ban monkey bars. So the question arises, what was your favorite thing to do that probably should have been banned in elementary school?
A long time ago.
Like throwing rocks at each other.
Right. Stupid things were banned, though, at my elementary school. We weren't allowed to play Red Rover. We weren't allowed to have yo-yos.
What?
No yo-yos, because apparently you could hit people with them.
Well, yeah,
because
you swing them around.
It's called Around the World, all right?
Static.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. What up?
Well, I don't have necessarily a playground pastime, but when we used to wait for the bus stop, there was a fire hydrant, and we used to stand on top 1 foot and just so you could balance along. I was pretty stupid and competitive, and I'd go early one morning. I went early during the winter, and I guess there must have been some frost or some dew on that thing, and I slipped face first down, hit it, and split my nose from the top of my nose all the way down right below the bottom. And I'm like you, Steve, I never broke a bone in my body and still haven't, but man, yeah, I don't get on fire hydrants anymore.
Yeah.
That's weird that it took something like that to make you stop.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. There you go.
It just took one time, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, man.
All right, take care.
All right, later.
God bless.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, I fell off a construction site.
Whoa, what?
We were stupid. We were dumb, man, as kids. It was a house, mm-hmm. you know, and so when you were a kid, there was nothing cooler in the neighborhood than a half-built house.
Oh,
and
totally.
And so they were building this house, and I fell from, I kid you not, the second story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, as they were building it. Fell off into a pile of wood because it was like, okay, that'll hurt less. Funk, nail right
gosh.
Into this leg. So I have this huge scar up here.
Oh, gosh.
Because I tried to pull it out and went.
Oh,
yeah. So I have this big scar where I fell onto a big old nail at a construction site.
And so tetanus was in your life after that.
Yeah. No, Tetris.
Tetris.
Because I was at home on my Game Boy for like 2 weeks. So, Static.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, you know.
Good.
Cool. Hey, I was calling because you're talking about the playground items that needed to be removed.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, but there were these tables that you could get on, and they turned in a circle, and like each one had like five poles.
Oh,
and
like a carousel type thing.
Outside of it to the center of this thing. Do you remember what that was called?
I think they just called it like the carousel.
A carousel.
Yeah,
the carousel.
Dude.
That was the single most dangerous playground equipment ever.
Especially when dad started spinning it really, really fast because he thought it was hilarious.
Oh, dude. No. The worst for me, because it was always in sand for some reason.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really run well. And so once you got going fast, if you didn't jump on in time, inevitably you would just trip and just get pulled under this thing.
And there was always that one crazy kid who would put himself in the middle with only his hands and his feet on, and then he'd start to move fast and he couldn't get off.
It's the worst.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I visited a small town in Alamosa, Colorado this weekend, and they still had one, and it's
no
the only
way.
One I've seen in the last 15 years. And so, of course, my kids are on it, and I'm spinning as fast as I can, and I realized, that's why these things aren't on here on any playgrounds anymore.
There is still one in Moriarty, so if you want to experience this, it's still there.
Unbelievable.
It makes me wonder, in 15 years, when someone comes across the playground with the monkey bars on it, and they'll see it, it's like, man, I can't believe we used to have those.
Yeah, kidding, dude. Dude, thank you so much for the call.
All right.
I forgot about those, carousel. How could I forget?
So, At my new and updated school, after we had to spend the entire year on the blacktop and play only Foursquare and Tetherball, we had the carousel still, but right next to it were these smaller type carousel things. There was just a one person, and you would have to spin so fast. I don't know.
Oh, it was like the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just had that. That was fun.
See, terrifying.
Definitely. And got
I'm
you sick.
So, I don't know how I didn't break 9 bones
in my body. I don't
know
how I didn't throw up every day. Right.
Static.
Hey guys, so I was listening to your guys' playground thing, and I don't know if you guys just talked about the seesaws yet.
Oh no!
We have not.
You know, I seriously think those were adult personal form of amusement. And for our students, we got them taken away a long time ago because we used them to torture each other.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't use them for the proper thing. I think that was part of the problem.
Person, the heavier person sat on the other side and wouldn't let the other person down.
Grown-ups invented them and thought, these would be hilarious.
I was an extremely abnormally small child, and so it wasn't very hard for me to get swung off.
Oh, right.
At all.
Of course. Well, that's what it was. They called it seesaw. We called it the catapult.
Right. I remember this one time I actually almost broke my collarbone because they pushed me down so hard. I fell over and I hit the bar, man. Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
I never got on one again, but it was fun.
The joys of elementary school.
Yes.
That's right. If you can survive the playground, you can survive anything.
Yeah, you're set for life.
Seriously, that's the first rule of survival mode, man. Either eat or be eaten.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. Unreal.
Yes.
Talking about this mom who wants to ban the monkey bars after her daughter and her daughter's best friend both broke a wrist on the monkey bars, which brought up the discussion of elementary school awesomeness.
Yes.
And how we're still alive. At the wayside, what they said. Static Radio, good morning.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
You know, just chilling.
Just chilling.
Talking about playgrounds and the awesomeness that was.
And that we hope to continue.
Yeah.
Don't ban these.
No.
They're way too much fun to talk about.
Dude, my wife runs a school. Why have I never just gone over there and abused their playground?
It just doesn't cross our minds anymore.
Because we're grown-ups now.
We're grown-ups now.
Man.
It's fun for 4.2 seconds, especially that dome that's just a spider web of dome. You're like, wow, that's so cool. I want to climb that. And then you just fall in.
Right.
It's awful.
And hit 7 bars on your way down.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Or fall through the middle.
Because the only reason you're falling is because you're trying to do it without hands.
Yeah.
You're trying to climb up the whole thing without hands.
Talking about playgrounds, a mother is trying to ban the monkey bars right now after her daughter and her daughter's best friend both fell. One broke her arm, one broke her wrist, and took her to the hospital. And according to the Phoenix Children's Hospital, 15 to 20% of fractures they see anyways are monkey bar related.
Ooh.
So we must ban this ridiculous contraption of death.
Obviously.
It's evil.
They're all going to die.
It wants to take your children.
Obviously.
Or at least their arms and legs.
Right.
And destroy them.
And their... Obviously, their strength didn't really have any to begin with.
Well, they're children, that's why.
I'd stayed up on the monkey bars just fine.
So the question is, what hijinks did you get into on the playground in elementary school? And pretty much everybody has like these great stories of throwing rocks or something ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Why are we idiot children?
I don't know.
We're just curious.
Our parents weren't around.
We just thought it was hilarious to hurt each other.
And if the duty teacher didn't catch us, the duty teacher.
The duty teacher. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, so, I learned how to do the backflip off of the swing when I was in elementary school.
Yes!
I saw someone else doing it, and luckily for me, it was still when they had that sand at the bottom of the playground.
Yeah.
And I landed flat on my face, and I got a mouthful of sand, and it got in my eyes, too. But I didn't let that stop me. I still learned how to do it, and I can still do it to this day.
Yes, dude.
I'm so proud of you.
Greatest achievement of my life.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. Amazing.
It is.
And the funny thing is, I still, like, if we go to playgrounds now, at my age, I would probably still try and rock one of those backflips too.
Yeah, whenever
it's an awesome achievement.
Did you ever play like it wasn't really a game. It's like if someone was swinging at the same time, he was like, "Get out of my window!"
Oh,
dude. Did you ever do that?
The worst was when you would swing sideways.
Oh yeah,
you would try and you'd start pulling on the rope thingies,
and someone inevitably got hit.
Oh yeah, you would always like slam into each other, but you would start trying to go. Oh, and you guys are going in uniform, and then somebody decides to be cool and tries to go higher,
and
the next thing you know, boom, you're ramming each other. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Or you'd put two people on the swings facing each other.
The hot dog.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
the hot dog.
Yeah,
we are so unimaginative when we were children. And then just kind of twirl each other up and then let it spin out of control.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Static.
Hey guys, that kind of reminded me of something I hadn't thought about in a long time. Second grade, I was juiced up on the Olympics and thought I was one of those gymnastic guys, and took the backflip to a whole nother level, tried standing up and jumping off and fell and broke my wrist.
Oh,
gosh.
Wow.
That's not good. And you're brave.
Yeah. Dude, come on. When we were kids, we were fearless.
And invincible.
Totally invincible. So
absolutely, but not quite the invincible part.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, thanks
for the
call.
Have a good
one. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's exactly why I quit boarding. I used to come out here every day after the morning show and with my board, and I just carved the bowl. And it was around this time, actually, because it's getting colder outside.
Yeah.
And when you fall on concrete and it's cold,
oh, it's
dude, I feel
worst.
Like my bones are going to shatter. And so I was just carving around, and I came over the volcano?
Sure.
I came over that and had too much speed, so I got a little air and didn't land it right and just fell on my elbow.
It's
didn't break
worst.
Anything. But it was like, oh, that's painful, and I'm not stupid enough or childish enough to think that it's okay to keep doing this. So
yeah.
I'm going to go back inside now.
Yeah.
And I think that was the last time I ever jumped on a board.
I realized that skateboarding is actually really dangerous, and it hurts when you fall. So I stopped doing that, too.
Yeah.
Pretty much near the beginning of me trying.
But
so.
As a 9-year-old.
That stuff is great.
Of course. It's all part of it.
Exactly.
Static.
Yeah. Now, do you remember the swings and trying to run back and forth as it would be like the super swing of 8 swings going at once?
Yes.
And you were the American gladiator trying to get through. That was like the biggest thing back in elementary school. And then also, I don't know if anybody remembers the backstop, and it was pretty much only meant to play squash. I don't know if anyone remembers that game.
No.
Squash, you would kick the ball, and you would try and, like, hit the pole and make it go so far, and the
yes,
next person
dude.
Had to go and kick the ball into the backstop, and if you didn't, you lost.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Then it just turned into trying to kick the ball over the actual backstop, and then it turned into just climbing the backstop because you wanted to be an American gladiator.
Exactly!
That's what it was.
I love it, dude. Thank you so much for the call.
You got it.
All right.
It's amazing.
It's so true, because whatever grown-ups invented these contraptions for... It lasted for about 8 seconds,
right.
And then when you got bored with that, you would invent something else. So, like, the seesaw started with, like, ooh,
this
back
is
and
so
wow.
Cool. Wow, depth.
Okay, that's kind of boring. Okay, what if, you hold this side down, and I'm going to try and walk up all the way to the top, and then you let go, and then I'll hold it.
Exactly.
And then that became like, wait, why don't you stand on the low part and we'll get four guys and we'll catapult you. And it always evolved into something else every 8 seconds because our little child minds kept changing. I love these stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What do we got?
Thebe says kickball.
Of course.
Yeah, that was always dangerous. Like, you either got pelted with the kickball or it went so far, as you said, that the last caller said, that you it was impossible to find that ball.
Yeah.
They always got lost. Caitlin says, I love the merry-go-round. That and the swings. You can't beat the swings.
You can't!
Okay, did you ever do underdog?
Which one was underdog? There's so many different names.
Yeah, so you would push the person and you go one, two, three, and then you go under them.
Blindside, Monster on the radio. Good morning. 7:25 now. Happy
Steve-O
Tuesday.
And Mitch.
Hey.
I just talk right over you.
That's okay. We are talking about playgrounds.
The greatest thing in the entire world.
Whoa. They're a menace.
Okay.
They need to be contained.
Then why is everyone excited about
it? They are out of control!
Oh my goodness, okay. I had no idea. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, parents seem to, apparently, because this mom's trying to ban the monkey bars because...
That's messed up.
Her daughter and her daughter's best friend broke their arm/wrist.
Yeah.
So we got to stop this menace to our children's lives.
They're dangerous.
They are.
Okay, I see your point now.
Or something
broken
like that.
Broken arms.
I don't know, whatever. I think it's awesome. Not that kids are breaking their arms, just, you know, monkey
That's
bars.
That's messed up.
Static.
I remember playing on the playground, and there was no actual, like, playground, but it was just the black top of tar and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so we used to bring our games from the inside outside, and we played chess. It was amazing. In, like, elementary school, like, we would be chess players. It
oh,
was great.
See, we played Pogs.
Pogs?
Yeah.
I remember, like... Slam Pog or whatever, but yeah, we played chess, and it was amazing, and I always lost because I didn't know what I was doing.
it's not like checkers.
Unfortunately, it's not like checkers.
It's not like checkers.
No, this is the knight. It can't jump the queen.
right. But checkers is kind of lame because the pieces were all, like, the same, but you make up little stories with the chess pieces. So we kind of made up our own rules, and we were like, oh, it's a knight, and that little round thing with the tip, you know, I think it's a pawn, but no one knew what a pawn was in, you know, third grade. So we were like, knights are awesome, and by far, like, the most powerful piece on the board. And then the queen just stayed there because no one was like, why do you queen? Queen what? And it's, like, in the back of the board. So we always just used the knight, and the knight was... Knight was the best. And then, like, once your knights died, then you just gave up the game and we started a new game?
So what you're telling me is that you still don't know how to play chess.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite phone call ever on the show.
I love you guys. Have an awesome day.
I love you too, bro.
Bye. That was incredible. Static.
Hello.
Got to turn your radio down if you call us.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, I remember a time I was on the playground. I actually broke my femur.
Oh my gosh, that's a...
On the playground?
That's not good
at all. Yeah, on the playground.
Okay, tell us your sob story.
All right. So, I was in first grade. There was this little play structure. It was shaped like one of those little baby toys, you know, ring toss. Except those bars were only like an inch across, about 3 feet apart. So, I thought I was all cool. I climbed all the way to the top, and I stood up, and I slipped, and I hit my feet, or my femur, sorry, hit my femur on the way down. Not good.
That didn't sound smart.
Glad you're okay, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine now.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Talking about elementary school and the joys of getting pelted with rocks and breaking your femur, because that's apparently all that happened in elementary school. I'm glad I'm still alive.
Yeah, exactly. Josh says playing Dragon Ball Z and kickball. I don't even... Dragon Ball Z isn't a game, Josh.
Yes, it is.
You made that up.
You make anything a game.
Exactly. Like you played Top Gun.
I played Top Gun. And that was literally just swinging as high as you could on the swings and then ejecting yourself off of it. It's called Top Gun.
Of course. Because
we were flying high.
Yeah.
Like eagles.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Oh, my gosh. Jed says, merry-go-rounds. And he said he posted his story on the wall. So
yes.
Read that. Let's see. Jed says, merry-go-rounds. One time, my two best friends were spinning the merry-go-round, and it was going so fast, I flew off, cut my hand, with blood running off my hand, just dust. He just dusted himself off and said, bet we could go faster. Best day ever. And on that note, I posted a video on Facebook that you have to see. Check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
It's called Carousel Spin Fail. And the dudes are speaking German. So if you speak German and they're saying something that I don't understand, I'm sorry.
We apologize.
We apologize. But it's the best video ever.
It's the best worst video because it's another reason why we don't have carousels anymore. Because nobody uses playground equipment for what it was invented for.
I know.
Ever.
Ever.
Let's be honest.
For real.
Static.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I was listening to you guys this morning while I was driving to work, and somebody mentioned the teeter-totters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were called teeter-totters. I was called them the seesaw.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we called them the teeter-totters.
Nice of them.
So we would always go pretty fast and pretty high. And if you were the person that was on the top, you would have the other person on the bottom that would just jump off and you would just come slamming down.
And then you're sitting on a donut always, for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I was always the object of that.
Yep.
That's the worst. I'm so sorry.
Kids are so cruel and awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah.
I was always, and then, I too was always the lighter one. So that happened all the time.
Yeah, needless to say, I couldn't walk for a while.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
dudes
and then
jerks.
I heard you guys talking about the monkey bars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
We had the metal ones that were in concrete.
Oh, yeah.
And the concrete was exposed.
Yeah.
And if it was a really nice day and you had a lot of people on them, you know, your hands get really sweaty.
Oh, of course.
We used to have races to see who, you know, could go around the fastest. And I happened to get one of the bars that was really sweaty. And, well, my nose and the concrete met really.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
So I couldn't breathe for a few days. And I don't remember how long my face was messed up. But
that is the worst.
Glad you're okay now.
Yeah, glad you made it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess we should get rid of those monkey bars.
Unreal. Thanks.
Oh, no. I absolutely love the monkey bars
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
You know,
We've got
the soft fall underneath them now.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
Oh,
thank you
man.
For the call.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. 505-338-3700. If you're just joining us, a mom has decided she's undertaking banning monkey bars because enough is enough.
Yes. Another point.
Yeah.
Why did the playgrounds for a while, the board thought it was a good idea to replace concrete and sand with wood chips? That stuff hurt.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. We could call my wife because
and there's mold under those wood chips. Don't they know that? That's dangerous.
She is the executive director.
Do they have wood chips there?
New Mexico early.
I understand
something,
it's padded, but there
childhood education
hurts.
Association. Or
I know
something
like that. Something super
something
important.
Super important. And
that's
official.
What she does.
That's what she does. Yes.
But wood chips hurt.
I talk on radio.
You talk good.
I talk good on radio. She has a real job.
Yoshi doesn't know what Foursquare is.
What?
Yeah, he says Foursquare. Oh my gosh, it's gonna change your life.
It is. It really is. We need to get one of those huge red balls and play Foursquare. We could have
Foursquare tournament.
You know, we used to have golf tournaments or bowling tournaments. We'll have a Static Radio Foursquare tournament and a tetherball tournament with like a $10 sign up fee. We should do this.
Oh,
make it happen.
Yes, it's got to
go
I
down.
Feel like people would love it.
It'd be amazing.
Jessica says something later.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So if playgrounds are so dangerous, then why don't we get rid of everything that's dangerous? I mean, driving is dangerous, right?
Yes. Driving is dangerous.
People are dangerous. Let's just get rid of them all.
Let's get rid of people. I'm pretty sure they've tried that before. It didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. So, and plus I got a story.
All
okay,
right.
Go for it.
In elementary, me and one of my friends, we would always get on the swings and see how high we could go. And then once we got that high, we would jump off and see how far we would go. So that was always fun.
That's the way to go. It's called Top Gun.
Don't you remember the stinging of your feet when you landed?
Oh, dude.
That was the worst.
You just did the tuck and roll.
Oh, no.
So when you hit the ground, you just roll forward.
There was a bunch of sand, and so we would, like, see...
Feet.
Like, we would just drag, like, we would kind of slide across the sand on our feet, and, like, ski marks would be there. It would be cool.
That's the best. Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Jessica says on Facebook, the monkey bars were my favorite. Next in line, the swings. She says, and I broke my arm doing handstands on wet grass. Should we just ban playtime altogether or ban going outside in inclement weather?
Or just outside. I like Jason. Jason's got the right idea.
He says, it seems the arms are the real issue. We should ban them so they don't break. I love the monkey bars, swings, big rubber tires, slides, everything. Never broke a bone.
Me either.
In middle school, I did play rollerblade chicken with a friend. He broke his collarbone.
Oh, no!
It's awful.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Rollerblade chicken. We do some stupid things. Can I just say that?
Rollerblade chicken.
Oh, I bet
you won't move first.
These are my fears because... we have two boys, and, you know, my wife, we're about to have a third boy. And it seems like boys are the cause of all, this is what we do.
Yeah.
This is what we do with everything.
Have they ever had to go to the hospital for anything?
Nothing yet. Nobody's broken anything yet. Nobody's done anything crazy where, no casts yet. I never broke a bone.
That's good.
Never did.
Yeah.
So maybe they just got my rubbery bones, because apparently I'm really... awesome at that. I have so many stories where I should have broken limbs.
Or died or something.
Yes. And somehow I'm still here. So I'm really hoping my boys got that from me.
Yeah,
that'd
be
it.
Nice.
But my wife's brain, who is much safer, safer than me. I should stop talking about these things because then my son's going to come home and be like, dude, we totally Top Gunned on the swings today. Thanks for the idea.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to give them stories.
Nope.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I guess we should get to these phone lines.
They're
kind of jammed.
Yes.
So Static!
Dude, you've never broken a bone?
I've never broken a bone, ever.
Dude, you should let me come down and break your arm.
That
you know what the funny
good.
Thing is? When I was a kid...
Always wanted one, right?
I always wanted to.
I want to cast him. I want people to sign my cast.
I want people to draw on my cast.
That's
I want people
I
to sign my cast. And all my friends around me kept breaking things because we were stupid and fearless.
And they always got to go to the doctor. I never got to go to the doctor.
I was so jealous. I never got my tonsils taken
me
out.
Either.
Oh, dude. And when I was a kid, it was like, oh, dude, got your tonsils taken out. You got to eat ice cream for 2 weeks. You didn't have to go to school? What the crap?
I still want my tonsils taken out, just to say I have
it done. You got dipped, dude. You need to break a bone, man.
I need to break a bone. I need my appendix to rupture. Like, I need something.
So, I understand, like, trying to keep your kids safe. I mean, I got four. But, I mean, you know, there used to be, like, the good old days where, you know, the kids weren't too good to get hurt with everybody else.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
I'm not pro-hurting my kids, by the way.
That's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, like... our five-year-old daughter, 5 years old, dude, my daughter is a gangster, man. She's 5 years old, and she was on there was like a fireman pole thing on the playground, and this was 4 weeks ago, I think. And, you know, the fireman pole is like, you know, it's like 7 foot off the ground, a little platform there for the fireman pole. And my daughter's up there, and she was with her dad, and I think she was like going down head first or something. I don't know what she was doing, but she was going down like head first, and she fell, and she broke, you know, like the tip of your elbow, when you bend your elbow, you've got the pointy part.
Oh. Yeah, she broke that?
She broke it off.
Oh, my gosh.
OFF, off, 5 years old. And so her dad calls us, and we rushed over to the hospital, and they took the x-ray, and it was gnarly. Her arm looked like a Z.
It looked like a Z.
Yeah. And so, you know, she's 5 years old, and she's in the hospital room, and, dude, she makes Rocky Balboa like Tinkerbell. She was in there, dude, and they were, you know, prepping for surgery, and she didn't cry, and then she got, you know, she got three pins and in her elbow, and, dude, she is, like, the toughest little girl in the world. But you know what, man? Those are, like, some of the cool memories, you know?
Right.
When you get older, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember when, you know, when I broke my finger or my arm. I broke my leg riding my dirt bike.
Oh.
I shattered it in 20 places below the knee.
Oh, whoa, that's a lot of places.
it was gnarly. But that was, you know, I'm 31 now, and that was when I was 27, so I think that was more stupidity than anything else. But
yeah.
Dude, kids are resilient, bro. I mean, it happens, but, I mean, you know, like that other dude said earlier who called, it's,
you know, you can't take everything that's dangerous out of the world, because then our kids are never going to have any experience.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we protect them and do what we can as parents, but
oh, yeah.
they still need to be able to be, you know, have fun. And, you know, I'm rough with my boys, and my wife says I'm too rough, but, you know, it's fun, you know, and that's, you know, I need to let them grow up and learn, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's the mom's job, though, because my wife says the same thing, because
it's like, it's got to be a mom thing, dude.
With your boys, and it's rough, and you're, you know, MMA killing each other for 3 minutes in the octagon, and it's amazing, and then, you know, your wife's like, hey, you're too rough, and this is, and maybe that's why.
I used to fight here in Albuquerque. I used to do mixed martial arts before my dirt bike accident, and my sons, dude, they love, I train now at a gym in Rio Rancho, and they love watching, and they want to be a part of it, and they're like, daddy, teach us how to do an arm bar.
Right.
You know, my sons are seven and eight, so, but it's cool, man, and, you know, just throwing it out there, I'm totally down. Dude, if you want to break a bone, I'd be happy to come over.
You know, let's
dude,
do
this. I will give you that experience, man. You know, I will help you that way. You know, there's a hole that can be filled in your
but
life.
But I need the story behind it. I feel like if I was going to, there was one moment in time that should have been the time where I got to break something, and my mom stopped it. And that was, we had a two-story house, and we climbed out onto the second story.
Oh,
and
no.
My brother and I, this is what we were going to do. Thank you, Jesus, for mothers.
Whoa.
Because we were on the second story. We had a trampoline.
Oh, no.
And a swimming pool. And the idea was, all right, from the roof to the trampoline into the swimming pool. And
see,
that was what we were going to do.
Watch YouTube and watch the fails on that.
Exactly.
Thing,
yeah.
Thank God my mom found us first.
Come to the gym, and we can grapple.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can just conveniently, you know, oops.
Snap something.
Steve-O's arm, you know, and then you got a cast.
And then I got a cast and a cool story.
Yes.
I'm saying, dude.
There it is. Dude, thank you so much for the call.
All right, man. Later.
All right, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I don't know what it is with boys. We're crazy.
I feel like UFC and MMA, all that stuff is getting so big that's going to be the cause of, like, all the broken bones.
Yeah.
And I have a 2-year-old nephew. He likes to wrestle and do fighting, except that he doesn't realize, like, well, he realizes that it's definitely hurting you, because he will do, like, he's like, choke him out, and they have to tap whenever they're done, but 2-year-olds don't know they have to tap, and so I'm like, if you ever send this kid to daycare, you better, like, let them know they all need to tap, otherwise it's not going to stop.
Wow. So. Yeah, haven't gone as far as training my children yet. Okay, I feel like I have to make a call.
Okay.
Talking about childhood memories and how somehow we are all still alive, posting on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. One mom trying to ban the monkey bars right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, the dangers of growing up.
We have great stories because of it.
Yeah. See, I grew up without a dad. I grew up single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Lots of stories.
Lots. And lots.
Hello.
Good morning, mother.
Good morning, honey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I thought I'd call you. We're you're on the radio, so no cussing.
Oh, no cussing.
We are.
No cussing.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
We're talking about this mom who's trying to ban the monkey bars right now, and you know, because her daughter broke her arm, another one broke her wrist, and talking about the exploits of childhood. And so I wanted to call and tell you how much I love you, and I'm sorry for all the gray hairs you now have because of me and Scotty. So,
oh man, do I ever have gray hair, and I know you caused a lot of it.
Yeah. At least she's not afraid to admit it.
Yeah, no, truth. I was talking about the time you caught us out on the second story of our house, and I don't even know if we ever mentioned what we were actually doing out there, but
I remember that incident, and I remember your little sister, who was probably, 3 or 4, and she's up there too.
Yeah.
You did not make her do that.
I didn't, we weren't gonna, well.
You let her get out on the roof.
And it was a 2-story house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were out on the roof.
No. Yeah. The roof of the 2-story, not...
Well,
Yes.
Here's the thing. When you're children, you don't think about these things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so, when you're looking up from the trampoline, it doesn't look that high.
It doesn't look that far to the trampoline when you're child. So, yeah. We had this huge blue trampoline. I mean, it was monstrous. And I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't
one of those, like nowadays, you know how they're
small,
all round?
Yeah.
It was like this huge rectangular trampoline.
Ah, one of those.
Plenty of room for all three of us.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And your intentions were not good.
No, I'm so thankful that you caught us, and I'm also thankful that my little brother and sister are still alive.
Yeah.
So, yes. Albeit,
honey.
some minor issues here and there with our brains. However,
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, but going back to the monkey bars.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No? We got to keep them?
I think we need to keep them.
Okay.
For heaven's sake. What you have to do is you might have to put some armor on that kid.
The armor of God.
Oh, yeah. See what you did there?
Yeah.
I like that. Jesus juke. That was good.
That's true.
Well, I just wanted to call you, Mama, and say I love you and thank you for keeping me alive, even though I tried my darndest to break something or kill something. So
That's very true, and I'm very grateful that you're alive, and I sure miss hearing you on the radio every morning.
I know. She moved to El Paso.
Ah.
I know. That's okay.
I know.
Someday when you get a new phone that isn't ancient and flips open, you can actually download something called an app. I'll teach you all about them, and you can listen to us through our app.
All right, sweetie. So, well, you know what? When I come up to see your new baby, you can teach me all that.
So I will teach you all those things. Okay.
Okay.
All technology
and
stuff.
Have a wonderful day, both of you.
Thank you.
And I love you, Stephen.
I love you too, Mother.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
That's my mom. Shut your face right now. I will fight you to the hurt.
Stephen. All right, Stephen. I like that. She called you Steven.
No! Paul in Houston says, this is making me rethink the whole, I believe our children are the future. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Talking about the monkey bars. Steven and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The best.
I think that is the best. That's one of my favorite songs we play on Static Radio.
It's the best.
Good stuff. You know how we found that?
How?
New Music Tuesday with Billiam.
Oh, really?
That's right. Coming up in 9 minutes, New Music Tuesday with our dear friend Billiam, our music director. Until then, talking about monkey bars. One mom trying to ban them right now because her child broke her arm.
Ruiner of fun.
In fact, the Phoenix Children's Hospital says that 15 to 20% of the fractures they see come from the monkey bars.
The banner of
so
fun.
So instead of talking about things we should ban, we're talking about, cases in which this mother could use, in court. Because we're talking about all the joys of being
exactly.
a child. Static.
Hi, it's Angelica.
Good morning, Angelica.
I just wanted to say that when I was little in elementary school, we used to play ball tag on the jungle gym.
Uh-huh.
And there's this girl that threw the ball at my head, and there was a pole, and I hit my head, and I fainted, and the little kids just stared at me while I laid there. So they finally I woke up, and they took me to the teacher, and I had a big old bump on my head.
Dang. I like our reactions. I start cracking up, and you say, oh.
That's so sad.
That's about right. That's about.
Yeah, it really hurt. And then there's this other time where I was doing backflips off the swings, and I landed wrong, and I lost my air, and ever since that, I've been scared to ever do a backflip off the swings.
Oh, dude.
Getting winded is the worst. You feel like you're about to die.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh.
Thanks for the call, Angelica.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. Great stories
this morning.
It's so
sad. You were that kid on the playground that laughed at her.
I was not. See, here's the deal. I was smaller in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the little kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was one of the smaller
ones.
It
wasn't until sophomore of high school.
And so at that time, I was actually usually the one that got suckered into doing the things because I was the little one. Shut up. And so I was like, hey, bitch. But then I was always really good with words.
Yeah.
So usually what would happen is they would try and con me into doing something.
Uh-huh.
And in turn, this is probably why Derek, not I, broke our arms playing Top Gun, because I never really rocked the ejector seat.
Right.
It was just a... bet you can't, blah, 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 blah. And then sure enough, swinging as high as we could, and he launched himself out.
Oh,
and
man.
Arm broken, and...
I think you made it.
I think that was the last time I ever, like, dared somebody to do something like that, because mm-hmm. I saw firsthand.
You're like, oh, man, I heard that.
It was the worst!
It definitely is.
Static!
Dude, I was listening to you talk to your moms, and you just reminded me what a jerk older siblings are. Because my brother, dude, my brother is 8 years older than me. I already told you one story, but he made me, we lived in an apartment complex, and it was two on top, two on bottom.
Okay.
So he would make me climb over the railing and jump off the very top one when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, man. Bedroom stories are a completely different story.
Yeah. I was the oldest.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if people would talk about what older siblings do to them, I mean, I was, you just tortured me, dude.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm really sorry.
You remind me about that, and you had a sister.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
You're supposed to protect her like I try to teach my son, but he just breaks her arm.
Yeah.
God. Love you guys. I got to go.
Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And speaking of the oldest... I got to make a phone call.
So many phone calls this morning.
I got to make a phone call this morning.
So many phone calls.
It's a very important day. Speaking of olders.
Yes.
Elders. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jack Jeter. How are you?
Good.
You're 9 years old today.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Is this the best birthday ever?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It better be. It better be. I'm just kidding. Are you stoked for Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. I love you so very much.
I love you too, Daddy.
You are my favorite Jack I've ever known. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you going to school today? Are you going to rock some cupcakes? Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme? You're going Krispy Kreme on your birthday?
Yeah.
All right. To each his own, I guess. You can do whatever you want. It's your birthday. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You can't do whatever you want. Abide by the rules. But I love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, we're talking about older brother stories. Have you ever done anything to Luke? Like, have you ever made Luke do anything stupid? I'm trying to remember, and I'm really hoping the answer's no, because you're an angel of perfection. Actually, you're not. Because for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, I still think you're cute.
Does he remember the question?
I don't think he has any crazy stories because my son is an angel.
Have you ever done something funny to Luke and didn't get caught?
I'm asking him this, but I'm his dad. Like I don't know that he's going to really tell that story.
He just said yes. Like what?
I'm not here. Just tell Mitch. Just tell Mitch.
To make him laugh?
Oh, to make him laugh? That doesn't count. You do that every day. You make all of us laugh because you're hilarious. All right, kiddo. Well, have fun at school today.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a great day.
You, too.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Love that kid. Jack Jeter.
It's his birthday.
He's 9 years old today.
Nine. That's like no. Is that no in German?
What?
Nine.
Nine, I guess. Yeah, I've seen Indiana Jones enough to know that that's no in German. Yeah. Okay. So, coming right back, New Music Tuesday with Billiam, our music director, and we have to revisit this topic.
Yeah, lots
we're not
of comments.
Nearly over the comments, everything we're talking about, the monkey bars. Yeah.
I'm not even halfway through the comments.
Childhood awesomeness. Let's keep it going. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I promise we'll touch on this again very, very soon, but we got to get to New Music Tuesday right around the corner with Billiam.
That's right.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Among Savages, New York City, right here on Static Radio. Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Billy, I'm hanging out for New Music Tuesday.
Oh, well, and it's that time for
voting and stuff.
It's the time
for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
There it is.
There it is.
Are you happy now?
Thank you.
It is New Music Tuesday.
That was abrupt.
That was abrupt. That just ends. I should probably fix that.
Maybe.
Do the thing that I do, like, for...
To fix things.
Things. Way too early.
That'd be good.
Things. Good morning, sir.
Hello, hello, hello.
Have you ever broken anything?
No, actually.
See?
Plenty of stitches, but
yeah,
no broken
plenty
bones.
Of stitches as well.
I've had one opportunity for stitches, and when that opportunity came around, I didn't take it because I was too afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
Weenie.
But now I have a huge scar on my knee.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's like a crater.
Well, yeah. I got a lot of stitches, and I have a huge scar where those were, too, so.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't even worth it.
It's fate.
I had stitches here on my finger. I closed
on your finger?
It was dark, and I was, like, in mid school, and I bought a butterfly knife off a friend in middle school.
Did you buy something or trade?
With my lunch money, I bought a butterfly knife.
You got some good lunch money.
Yeah.
Or that kid didn't know how much that was worth.
Yeah. So I wanted to play with it, but I had to hide it because, you know, if my mom knew I bought a knife at school.
A butterfly knife.
She would murder me.
And she found out.
So.
Way to go.
It was the middle of the night and I snuck out of bed because I had hid it in my backpack.
Okay.
And I went to go grab it and I opened it up, but it was dark because I didn't want anybody else because I shared a room with my brother and I didn't want anybody else to see. So I went to grab it and somehow it was opened. And I closed it on my finger.
On my point.
Yeah. Look. See that line?
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's still there.
It's still there. That's where I closed a knife on my finger.
Oh, awesome.
So then I started screaming bloody murder because I had blood pouring everywhere and I cut the tip of my finger off.
Oh, gosh.
And needless to say, my mom found out about the knife.
How is your mom?
I'm telling you. Remember last hour how we called her and she said lots of gray hairs because of me? That's not an exaggeration. I was a stupid, stupid kid. I had a scar up here over my eyebrow. I have a scar in the middle of my forehead. Yeah. I had stitches plenty of times. Yeah.
Man.
I was stupid and reckless and thought I was invincible. And yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. Thankfully, that went away when I turned 29. I'm just kidding.
Good. Good.
My stitches didn't come from stupid, reckless activity. I was just, you know, excited that it was snowing and I slipped and fell through a window.
That's really what happened.
Yeah.
You told me that story last week.
Wow.
Have you seen his scar on his arm?
No.
Look at the scar on his arm. It's like legit.
Whoa. That's a scar.
From falling through a window.
Ouch, dude.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It was a pretty intense scar, man.
I was excited because this is the first snow of the winter. No. I ran outside. I ran outside in my skivvies and just kind of instantly ate it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Mm. It is New Music Tuesday, and I got a lot of new music to share with you this morning. Of course, brand new Amberlynn out today. So
that is the big news.
Yeah. I'm sure a little later we'll be talking about something with someone and playing something. But
Riri.
But first, we got to get to everything else.
All right. So there's a lot of complaints last week about how everything's sounding the same.
Yeah.
And that. So I got a bunch of stuff that does not sound like that.
That's good.
We get a lot of music every week. If you would like to send us your music, it's easy. It's free. And we promise we will play it at least once.
Indeed.
So check it out. Get to mystaticradio.com under the locals rules section. And submit your MP3s to us. We'd love to play it.
Yeah, I got to say, the local submissions have been lacking lately.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's because
people
the listeners are cruel.
Yeah.
Our listeners are kind of cruel and make fun of other bands. There's no constructive feedback.
At all.
And the criticisms are quite mean.
Oh, bury that down with China. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't like your songs. Deer and the Headlight.
Deer in the Headlight.
And, not in.
Deer.
Deer.
D-E-A-R.
Oh, deer.
D-E-A-R.
Like, see, I see what they did there.
Deer.
Deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Deer and the headlights.
Headlights? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much what this sounds like.
There's a deer in the headlights.
All right. Song is called I'm Not Crying, Are
Not
You?
I'm crying.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Deer in the headlights, I'm not crying, are you? That one from their Drunk Like Bible Time CD. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam with you for New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. I loved it. Oh, that was awesome.
Woo!
Good job, you.
So far, so good.
You find good music.
Thanks. I wrote it all on my own.
So what do we got on Facebook? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it, the new music. It is New Music Tuesday.
It is.
Tell us what you think. Yay? Nay? What do you think?
My vote is that it was awesome.
Yeah.
However, I cannot find the other one.
And did you do?
I posted it.
Uh-huh.
And I have to find it. Because it's
lost in the timeline warp.
Yes, it really is.
I hate new Facebook. Can I say that?
And it's so slow.
Yeah.
So, it's probably going to do great because that song was awesome.
Over there?
Is it right there?
No, go up.
Okay.
Go up, bro. Go up. Go up.
I am. I'm scrolling upwards, and it is not working.
Wow.
Look, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
That song was awesome. I say we play it again.
Uh-huh. Any second now. Just waiting on you, Mitch.
Do you see it? Do you see it anywhere?
Dig it or bury it. It is New Music Tuesday.
Did it really get buried under all of this?
Deer in the Headlights is the band. Tell us what you think. You can also give us a call. 505-338-3700.
You might have to give us a call.
You might have to because I can't find it.
Mitch is running Facebook today.
I run Facebook every day.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay. So it was awesome. Can I just say that? It was an awesome song, and I say we played again. I really enjoyed it.
I don't think you really posted
anything. And I did. I typed it and I pressed submit.
I don't believe you.
And it worked. Control find.
Static.
Hey, so I'm guilty of saying that everything sounds the same. Yeah.
And did you like that last song?
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Right on, man.
Sorry, Billiam.
The guilty party. That's okay because he went out and found that song and I thought that was great. So
your words inspired me.
Yeah, so thank you.
All right, man.
Have a great day. All right.
I'm going to post it again.
505-338-3700. Deer in the Headlights, the first band for New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. What do we got up next?
Well, we could go to this band called Spells.
Spells?
Spells.
All right.
It's like Harry Potter.
Got it. Or Lion Witch in the Wardrobe. Wait, the band is called Spells?
Yeah. It should be.
The Spells?
No, just...
The Spells.
Just try Spells. That. It doesn't work.
All right, look for Escapist.
Oh, man.
This is so interesting.
Escapist.
Not in there.
Oh, no.
So far, not so good today.
So, you guys are fantastic this morning.
Not you. Hey. Just me.
Okay, look for Jonathan Jones.
Jonathan Jones.
Jonathan Jones. Be in there. I think it's just J-O-N-A. J-O-N-A.
There it is. I saw it.
There it's a song about a battery.
There it goes.
I found it.
Sweet. Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, this dude, he was one of the founding members of Waking Ashland.
Mm.
I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then he did this instead.
The end.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Latest from Jonathan Jones. The song is Duracell. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yep.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Duracell, Static Radio. Good morning.
That was in studio.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let me know what you think. Dig it or bury it.
Josh is blah. No depressing sound.
Okay.
But that sounded depressing, what you just said. So, do we take that into consideration? I don't know. Nate says, I feel like I'm watching VeggieTales. Barry.
Huh.
That's funny because I love VeggieTales. Giovanna says, you had me at harpsichord.
That's funny because harpsichords make me barf.
That's not what they said.
I know, but you just keep mocking everyone after their comments, so I thought I would chime in.
Josh says, best part is when he whistles, LOL. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, snarky one over there. Stop being so rude to people.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your comments. I really do appreciate them. Thebe says, I feel like I'm on a traveling circus ride and it's losing power. Dig.
But wait, what?
Apparently it just sounds really cool.
I thought that was going to be a Barry for sure with that comment. Okay.
Okay, and then for Deer in the Headlights, Thebe says, it was okay. Nate says, dig. And Giovanna says, cool. I played a show with these dudes at rallies a few years back during Hyperfest. They were good then. They're good now.
All right. Static.
Howdy. You guys are on a roll this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, really interesting titles. But the vocals are amazing, and the musical arrangements are intricate, so they're both keepers as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700. Paul in Houston says, let me guess. It's called Duracell because that chorus keeps going and going and going.
Okay. Stephanie just made the same joke.
Really?
She said the song can keep going and going.
Yeah, but she didn't crack the Duracell. I wouldn't have gotten
but
that.
But isn't that Energizer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's the bunny.
I'm just saying. It's just a battery joke.
See, I agree with Jonathan.
Jonathan says, is he Sergeant Pepper's little brother?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Straight up Beatles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sergeant Pepper.
So, yeah. Oh, and Gabriel even says, from Across the Universe.
Ah, yes. It reminds me of the circus scene on Across the Universe, which is terrifying. But it's all about the Beatles. It's a really scary scene.
Very. So that was pretty mixed.
Yeah.
All right.
I figured so. It was weird enough that I'd assume no one would... Or not everyone would.
It wouldn't be a consistent opinion.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What else we got?
Let's see if spells came back.
All right.
It's like a magic spell. It disappears it on its
disappeared.
Own.
Disappeared. Abracadabra. There you go. Good job. It worked. It worked.
Hold that bunny out of the hat.
Yeah.
Just kept going.
Is anyone in there?
And going.
Anyone working on the...
And going.
What are you doing, Mitch?
I don't know.
Wow. So, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, I think.
She's updating her professional network profile.
Looking for a new gig. So,
I'm going to have to after this.
Yeah, yeah. Spells is the band. The song is called Escapist. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yep.
In the morning.
Static. That would be Spells. That's the name of the band.
The
song's called Escapist.
Do you like it?
Oh, dude. Loved every second.
Yeah?
Actually, I thought it was really rad. Yeah. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. People, yeah, it was definitely different enough.
People definitely thought stuff about it.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely thinking some thoughts.
Like, good job.
Oh, yeah. Matthew says, dig it. Thebe says, I haven't had coffee yet this morning, so I'll excuse this guy for hitting the highs. Dig. And JD says, Billiam is on it this week. Dig across the board.
Yeah, dude. I'm Ooh. Liking what's happening so far.
Me too. Ooh.
Some good stuff this morning.
It's good news.
Yay. Yeah. I live another day.
Yeah. Good job.
I'm happy to know that I'm not going to be fired on Tuesdays.
Jed says, made me feel lost in space. Dig.
Okay.
Apparently someone wants to be lost in space.
Like the guy who jumped from a balloon?
Yes, except he didn't stay in space.
That would have been terrible if his plans went awry. Like, oh no, I'm 10 feet higher than I planned and I'm caught in orbit. Yeah.
Couldn't he just like swim?
Swim down.
Swim down
it's
or not?
Not like water.
No?
No.
You can't just like push your way towards orbit?
No.
That's falling with style is what Buzz Lightyear does.
Exactly. Dude, watching that video... if you haven't seen the dude in space falling to Earth, landing in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what was craziest to me about it was he had a chest camera.
Yeah.
And so when he was like plummeting and tumbling in the beginning, when he's like in space, you see like stars, the capsule, and then you see this glimpse of Earth.
Yeah. Which is
and
amazing.
It was gorgeous. And then I realized that's from a dude's perspective.
Yeah.
Like a dude
was
just
right there.
falling towards Earth with that perspective. He did a post-game interview.
Yeah.
And he was saying that beforehand going up, it was like, okay, all the technical stuff and trying to get everything prepared and ready and cool. And they said the second he jumped and he started plummeting to Earth from space, he said in that moment, he forgot about everything else except, I really want to live so I can see my girlfriend again.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I don't want this to be my last memory, you know? But so, I guess if you have to go, that'd kind of be a cool way because you're like, space, this is great.
Oh, and it's...
he fell for 10 minutes, so that's the longest scream ever.
On YouTube.
Yeah, filmed on YouTube.
It's terrible. That
helmet
was the
cam.
Gosh, yeah. I can't imagine. No, no, yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, glad he made it.
There was a moment, I guess, when he was tumbling, you know, where he starts spinning out of control.
Apparently the blood can rush to your head.
The blood can rush to your head, so he had this injection that he could have hit that would have calmed him, that would have stopped the tumble, but it also, he wouldn't have been going fast enough to break the sound barrier. Mm-hmm. So he had like a moment's decision that like, okay, do I risk death and die to break the sound barrier, or should I just hit this button? And he risked it, leveled himself out somehow, and broke the sound barrier, falling to Earth.
No big deal.
You know.
It happens every day.
Yeah. Static.
What's up?
Shane! Woo.
Good morning, brother, sister, brother.
What up?
Dude, I was in the living room with my entire family watching that. And I thought back to like in the 50s, when the guy was going to the moon, like how it must have been. Because that's what it kind of felt like, right?
Except this was real.
Yeah, all right. And so, but yeah, dude, it was rad. You know, I was totally caught up in it. And I remember thinking, you know, like I'm like the older guy in the room, like the guy that should really have it together. But dude, I was not. When he started like tumbling out of control, I was like, oh no! I'm like, he is out of control! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! And like, my wife was like, honey, get it together, dude,
epic, bro.
I felt like such relief when that dude got down. And I love what he said when he's just kidding. He got the door and he's like, I'm coming home.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
My gosh.
And he really was. One way or another.
Just, yeah, you know what I mean? And it just totally hit me in the heart. I was like, dude, this guy is in it right now. And it's so rad that we get to go along with him.
Yeah. In
you know?
Space.
In space. What a view, right?
Right. Incredible.
So rad.
Incredible.
So rad, dude. So anyway, dude, I love you guys, man. You have a great day.
Love you too, bro.
All right, brother.
All right.
Later.
Remember when you were in like third grade and you went to like the public pool and they had like the 10-foot diving board and you'd get up the top the first time it's like, I don't know if I can do this one. This is really high. Imagine being in space.
Mm-mm, nope.
Overlooking the Earth.
Nope.
I'm like, okay, I just gotta jump. So,
I would feel more comfortable about that, honestly, because you can't see the bottom. So it's like, I'm just going to jump in this.
I'm just going to jump into Earth. I'm getting tingly toes thinking about it right now.
I can't even jump off the 10-foot diving board now. So I can't imagine from space.
Really?
I'm too afraid.
It's the 10-foot diving board.
No.
See,
it's a lot taller once you're up there.
I was the kid tying grocery bags together and then jumping off the roof with them.
Yes, dude.
Like, parachute!
Yes!
Oh.
Of course!
Unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Nope.
Those never really worked out. Yeah.
Or umbrellas. Mary Poppins?
Oh, dude.
Lie.
Never worked because they just fold it upwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I never tried it, but I...
And then it comes down and spears you.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What were we doing?
We were talking New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
You know. But what do we got? Those are some good jams, my friend.
You should look up a song called... Actually, I don't remember what the name is. A song called Rescue Trained.
Rescue Trained?
Yes.
All right. Not like the Rescue Train, like the Rescue Trained.
Like, maybe they're trained to find rescued people.
What? You got another new one?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you really forget the name? You just wanted to surprise us?
I just want to surprise you.
Oh, man. Woo! This is one of the most anticipated records of the year for
it's
me.
It's coming out this month.
Amberlynn and shortly behind, Further Seems Forever.
Chris Caraba.
Yeah. New record coming out this month called Penny Black. Original founding member of Further Seems Forever back. So far, it's so cold. That new track is absolutely incredible. You found another new jam.
Yeah.
I like this.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I just have to say.
Further Seems Forever, dig it or bury it. And if you say bury it, really, come on.
Get out.
I haven't even heard it, and I'm amped on it. Ah, yes. Brand newest of newest from Further Seems Forever, Rescue Trained. Steve O'Mitch and Billiam.
Hi.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Further Seems Forever, a song called Rescue Trained. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Josh says...
he just laughed?
No, he says something. He says, Barry, I don't really like it. Just kidding. It's okay. Keep it. Matthew says, nice. Dig it. And Nate says, I'm digging further. It seems like forever.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And Nate.
He made that joke.
Nate. Oh, hey. There you go.
Hey.
Sorry, Billiam.
That's okay.
I knew I turned it on.
Billiam,
I'm used to just, you know, observing from the corner of the room.
And that's all the comments we have on it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the brand new music that we're playing this morning.
And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Why?
Well, if it's Further Seems Forever, I don't care. So,
I'm really amped. Some good music coming out this month.
I love this, the press photos for this Further Seems Forever album, because it's got Chris Carrabba in the front, like looking like a sweet band dude with his sleeves and a fancy shirt and slick back hair. And then there's just three incredibly large, normal looking guys standing behind him. It's like, so you guys have been working at Intel for the past 10 years while Chris was in Dashboard. And then,
well, here's the thing about Dashboard.
He got back together.
Here's the thing about Dashboard. It's just Chris Carrabba, right?
No! You know what? The John Bunch record was amazing.
It was all really
good. Nothing was incredible. And the other one, was it Jason Gleason? Was that his name, Jason Gleason? Which is funny because that's also our listener. I'm pretty sure.
Jason?
Yeah.
Gleason, really?
Yeah. Wow. Look it up. Who was the second lead? That was a great record as well. What was that record called?
Mm-mm.
Sounds. Something Sounds.
Obviously wasn't good enough to remember the name.
That was a great record!
Screaming
I don't remember
infidelities.
It. No, not Dashboard. We're talking about Further Seems Forever.
Oh, I'm like, I typed in
Of course,
Dashboard.
Screaming Infidelity. I'm talking about Further, bro.
Okay, I only have one of those albums.
Wow, you guys make me sad. Great band. We actually brought them out for Freedom Fest some years ago. With John Bunch.
That'll never happen.
They were
again.
All from Florida.
Okay.
And needless to say, the altitude affected those guys, as you mentioned, who obviously do not work out.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a very short set. I felt really bad for him.
Jason Gleason, you're so right. Past members.
I know!
Dang, how do you know that?
Because I'm an actual fan of Further Seems Forever, How to Start a Fire. Oh, their first single, The Sound. It was a brilliant record. Yeah. I love anything Further does, not just with Chris Carrabba, but I'm really looking forward to this new record coming out. And good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue Trained, new track from their Penny Black record. It is New Music Tuesday, and we are taking your calls, your Facebooks,
if you want to,
your comments
about anything,
just anything.
So we've got one more, and then the Amberlin.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right. So you did Further before this one.
That might have not been like strategic or anything.
No. I'm just curious because it's like, dude, what else do we have? You went Further and now we've got...
It's that, but don't say the name. It's going to be a surprise. This is more of an experiment.
Okay, so we want to play the song and then we'll talk about it afterwards and don't mention the band.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes.
Wow, so I didn't even know they were working on stuff. Okay, where is it?
Random mystery song.
Mystery song.
Mystery.
Where are you, mystery song?
What? No, it's art. You look under artist.
Oh, okay.
Be careful.
Don't look.
I don't even want to know. No, I'm not going to say anything.
I don't care. I don't even want you to know.
Oh, no, not that. Gross. Oh. I forgot that we even had Supertones.
But- oh!
Look that up.
Oh, the band is called that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying we're not going to mention. I didn't even know the Tones were working on something. So this is the mystery artist.
That one.
This one?
Second one.
Yeah.
That
okay.
One. Yes.
All right.
This one. That one. No. 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 No.
This one. That one. No. Okay. Mystery band.
Mystery band.
Okay. You could have said the name. I have no idea who this is.
The title's called We'll Make It Through.
All right. Here we go. Dig it or bury it. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey. In the morning.
Static Radio. We'll make it through. Name of the song. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam, welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Dude, your voice is lower than
you're not
I
supposed
thought.
To say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
I
didn't even know you could sing like that.
Yeah.
That was random mystery song because I didn't want anybody to go according to like, oh, it's Steve-O's band, so we have to say we hate it or we love it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, now that people know, what did people think before that they knew it was me?
Ryan says, dig it. Trust you, Steve-O.
What is that?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. Apparently he knew it was
you. Joshua doesn't like it, so I don't like him anymore.
Ugh. Nate says, I shall dig this.
Yes, he shall, because it's my band.
Giovanna says, yes. And
yes. She said it like Keanu. So it must mean it's doubly good.
Phoebe says, sounds a little like Dogwood. I never liked Dogwood.
Fine.
Stephanie says, not really my thing. Barry.
Wow.
And Allison says, dig.
All right, now after Allison, everybody knows that it's me. So what do people think now?
Okay,
now that they know that it's me and my amazing vocal.
I'm going to refresh the page.
It's the truth.
Hold on. I'm going to refresh the page.
Oh, man.
After Allison, Amber says, sounds pretty good. Why do people comment before the song is halfway through? Listen to the whole song,
that's
people.
That's right.
Thank you, Amber.
I should give me two smiley faces, too.
And Jonathan says, happy good times, punk, dig.
Yeah! This is actually not my band at all. Not my band at all. They're called Bad Talk.
Yeah.
And we played a song for them last week, actually.
Yeah, that got stomped
Holy
on.
Holy killed.
Destroyed from people.
Yeah, and which I think it's interesting that same band, different song.
Yeah.
Not that different of a song from what we played last week, but people are digging it much more than they did last week.
Because you didn't give any background information on who they were or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Because I made the mistake of saying it was a demo, and then immediately people were like, oh,
sounds like a demo.
I hate the sound quality, bro. It's terrible.
Yeah. You can totally tell it's
but
a demo.
Nobody seems to mention that this week when I didn't mention it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying, like, oh, there's onions in that. Oh, it tastes disgusting. I taste the onions.
Exactly.
You can't taste the onions.
Hey, bro, I don't like onions. I can taste the onions.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Okay, you already mentioned the name of the band once. Let's not say it again.
Okay.
Let's do the same thing. The song is called For the Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery band number two.
And I'll give you a whole high five if you can figure out what this band is.
Yeah.
Really?
I haven't heard this yet.
I'm pretty
yet,
sure
so
it's going to be pretty obvious, right?
Oh, more than the last one, that's
really?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is called For the Glory. Brand new music. Dig it or bury it. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yep.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It's called For the Glory, and if you didn't figure out who that was, you've been living under a rock for the last 15 years. COC Supertones.
Yeah. That was pretty easy to guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty
yeah.
straightforward ska music.
Yeah.
I like Supertones.
So Dig It or Bury It. I mean, No Doubt came back, and their new record is No Tragic Kingdom.
It is,
no,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Tragic, but No Tragic Kingdom.
Yeah.
No Doubt.
Nicely done, you two. Nicely done.
Josiah says, OC Supertones, and I dig.
Yep.
And Allison says, Supertones, dig it. And Jason says, Supertones, dig. And Kempton says, dig it before the song is over. It's that good.
Yep.
Josh says, yawn, so boring. Sounds like 90s Christian music, not digging it.
Right.
Wah.
Right. So these are the big questions of the day.
Yeah.
So Supertones, dig. Barry, Static.
Loved it. What fun. Please
did you grow up a Supertones fan?
I did not grow up a Supertones fan. My kids did.
Ah.
It's just fun. Come on, that's just fun.
Oh, okay. Totally.
Okay.
Why do you think they play ska music in all these commercials?
Because
it's fun.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
Let's see. Nate says, there's so much dig, I can smell it. I don't know what that means, but I'm really afraid of it.
Yeah.
Where are you digging?
Maybe he's digging graves.
Maybe.
And you can smell it because he's getting closer to the body.
Gross.
No?
Okay. Digging up graves. That's sad. Josh says, digging it. Jacqueline says, I'm really digging this song. Makes me tap my foot, which is a good sign. This will be on my iPod soon.
Okay.
That's cool. And Thebe says, even if Billiam hadn't said the name earlier, there's no mistaking Matt's voice and the telltale horns and upstrum.
Yeah.
It's better than Crap Band 5. Get out of here! Oh, my gosh! That is blasphemy!
You two are both huge Five Iron fans.
Yes.
We are, yeah.
Here's my ticket to go see them. When I paid too much for this.
You did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, thieves.
Static.
Hi. I was the last lady who, kids grew up in the 90s. Cool. I liked it.
Loved it. Okay.
Loved it. Loved it.
All right. There you go. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Are you guys going to be okay?
No, I'm
I'm a little infuriated. I'm off put, Thebes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I texted the wife and asked because they, you know, the Echoing Green toured with Five Iron and, you know,
they're all friends. And
Ethan was in the Supertones and a dear friend of ours. And she says, OC.
So she's some.
OC
oh,
all
yeah.
the way. She has history with the bands.
I already disagree with your wife's taste
I'm
in music,
sorry.
Though.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Five Iron.
I'm not going to give my opinion because I'm
five
it's like
iron,
a Five Iron sandwich right now.
They have,
surrounded by
have,
you guys.
Okay, Five Iron, they have personality. They have a great show. I mean, Supertones was good too. We had him a few
Static.
Years ago.
Static.
No, I'm not ready for this.
Hello, Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Sam Swan.
Sam Swan.
Hey, I'm, I just got in. I didn't actually hear the new Supertones song. But I heard you talking about the Supertones, so I thought I'd throw out this little bit of info for you. We have a youth pastor in the state of New Mexico, First Baptist Carlsbad, who plays trombone for the Supertones.
Ooh.
His name is Nathan Spencer. His older brother used to be in the Supertones. And
he since retired from music because...
I guess. So Nathan took over. So
sweet!
Sweet! So we have a New Mexico connection to the Supertones.
I like it.
I like
it.
I
like it, man.
I like it, man. I just thought I'd pass that along to you guys.
There you go. New Mexico connection. Thank you, Sam Swan. We love you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You guys going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You guys are like crazy Five Iron fans.
Well, it's more about the memories
their music
the
in general.
I know that Reese has like big influence in this guy's life.
Yeah.
Like, as far as you wanting to even do music.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I was Ska Mania 98, my first show.
Ooh.
Wow.
Where I had to choose between, you know, Five Iron, The Insiders, and Supertones. They all three played. And I knew instantly that Five Iron would forever be the best.
Here's the thing about the Five Iron show that I went to. That's when I realized that, no, I can never be in a band because I can't be that good.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow. So they crushed your dreams.
They crushed
so
my
you should
dream
not
crushers.
Like Five Iron.
Oh, no. They just made every other show have to be that much better.
How did this become a Five Iron versus? That needs to be a poll on Facebook.
Why would Thebes say such a thing?
Yeah, I think Thebes is
a good way to start it.
The instigator.
Thebes. So we're all getting away from the fact we just played a song that sounded like it came from the 90s and everybody loves it for nostalgia's sake. So is that good or bad or otherwise? That's the question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barry, dig it. We need to know because honestly, I didn't grow up with the Supertones or Five Iron, so I couldn't care any less about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was 90s ska as well, but it was different music that shall not be named
yeah.
on the station.
Goldfinger.
Oh, man.
So good.
Oh.
Yeah.
So good.
Real Big Fish.
Boston's.
Yeah.
Goldfinger. The Mighty Boston.
Oh, man.
Never had to knock on wood.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Never.
So for me, this was what my mom tried to make me listen to. And so I never was a fan, really.
I didn't...
Trust me, if somebody gave me the first Goldfinger album or Supertones, like...
You choose Goldfinger.
I'm sorry, Supertones, but your music just does not really get that creative.
Well, you know, the funny thing is we were going through our garage this last weekend trying to clean stuff out, which mm-hmm. was awesomely exhausting after 3 days of broadcasting. For Static Decision.
Yeah.
But we were tearing out everything and I had these old boxes and I still have mixtapes.
Yes.
From like 90s.
I was looking
through and I was like, man, I listen to awesome music.
And what's great is that don't you have a cassette player in your car?
You could just listen to
that. I could totally jam it. I was terrified. I wanted to put it in, but I'm like, I don't want to ruin this. What if it eats this tape? Because it was awesome. And it had all my favorite, you know, 90s stuff. And of course, it was Superman and Here in Your Bedroom from Goldfinger. It was Oasis. It was, you know, all these like crazy different bands. But yeah.
Basically the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack.
Goldfinger! I knew that.
Absolutely.
That's why I played that game, so I could hear that song.
For real. So tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
One more song.
We have one more.
It's the biggie.
It's the biggie.
The new album dropped today.
Wow. Yeah. Brand new Amberlin today. Woo. The release of the new record, and we're going to play it.
Yes, we are.
Right after this.
Worldwide at MyStaticRadio.com.
All right, final song of the morning for New Music Tuesday. And are we really going to mystery ban this, even though we've talked about it 17 times?
Yes. Because not everyone listens.
Everybody already thinks every other band has the same singer.
This
band. Right, exactly.
So, all right. Mystery band number three.
Ooh.
It's Amberlin. It's Amberlin. That's who it is. Their new record, Vital, releases today.
Poor Mitch.
Released today. Self-Starter is the song, and you got to tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Static. Song called Self-Starter. Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam, welcome to New Music Tuesday.
So that's gonna about do it as far as music.
Nice way to end the day for us, New Music Tuesday-wise. I love it.
It was good.
I think this new record, Vital, is probably their best record. I'm just going to say it now.
I think it's cool. Steven's really exercising his voice in these songs, and I feel like there's a little bit more oomph behind it.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
When we talked to him, he had said, you know, his favorite record to date had been Never Take Friendship Personal, just because of the personal involvement, the songs, what they meant to him. And he felt like he had never gone past that, actually, which is crazy because Cities, which came right after that one, that's still been my favorite.
Yeah.
Right up until Vital. I think this record has the potential to just... I hope puts them over the edge. I hope people start knowing who they are. Oh, wait, they're in Denver tonight on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right, yeah.
Pretty sure they're starting to get there.
No big deal.
Yeah. Playing a show tonight in Denver.
Yeah, not too far away. It's like 8 hours away.
It's the worst because it's so close yet so far.
If we leave right now, we can make it.
And do you think we get in for free? Do you think we'd be able to get in for free?
I could probably talk to some
people. Okay, let's just go.
See about getting there for the show tonight. Yeah.
We have to come back for tomorrow. We'd be exhausted.
So now to mention brand new Amberlin.
Yes. Jessica says, oh my gosh, XD. Oh wait, that's a smiley face.
Is it a smiley face?
XD.
So I can listen to this now whenever I want, but I'm still super psyched to hear you play it. Dig.
Yeah.
And Curtis says, it's Amberlin. Duh. Dig it.
Duh.
Jessica says, fangirl, sorry. Josh says, honestly, it's good, but it's not their greatest.
What?
Put in rotation, please.
All right.
Mark says, simply amazing. Dig it. And Josiah says, dig it. Play it again.
It's such a great track, dude. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Hey, first of all, dig new one.
All right.
And you got to go up to Denver. Just call Joey in or somebody for tomorrow's morning show.
Yeah, I know. Just make somebody else do the show tomorrow. Totally cool. Oh, wait, it's my son's birthday. Right, that's the other reason why.
That'll be a good concert for him.
He would love it. He's seen Amberlin so many times, though. It's Yeah. But
has he seen the pumpkins?
He has not seen the Smashing Pumpkins. So, thanks for the call.
All right, later.
Yep, in Denver tonight. So close yet so far. Gosh. Brand new is from Amberlin. Good job, Billiam.
Thanks. Woo!
Solid New Music Tuesday all around.
Yeah.
I loved it. Some nostalgia in there, some great new stuff.
That's good, because I'm not going to be here next week.
So all right.
You're going to have to live off of that.
All right.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
No wonder it was so good.
Yeah.
Drag over for 2 weeks.
We'll just, Maybe next week we'll just play Vital cover to cover for Tuesday also.
Okay.
For New Music Tuesday. You know what? We'll just play the whole record again. So, yeah.
Woo.
All right, there it is. New Music Tuesday comes to a close. We've got Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship on the way to get you there some Thrice. Thanks, Billiam.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
All right.
We do this every week except for next.
Right.
Steve O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Yep.
Static Radio. Image of the Invisible. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Welcome to the show.
What's up?
So, it is that time. We do this every single Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
It's a pretty great hour.
Joining us now, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. What up? How's it going, man?
The microphone's all floppy this morning.
Yeah. We got to get the tools in here and like tighten that thing up.
Oh, they're right there.
Whoopsie. So after the show, we'll fix it. Oh. Yeah.
It still works. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. You're still.
Sorry.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you once again.
Yes. Thanks for joining us for Static Decision 2012 this last weekend. That was pretty fresh.
Yeah, that was.
Fun.
We had a blast. Are you surviving?
We topped the $25,000 mark, which on one hand I'm excited because that was the, you know, hey, you know what, let's just make this our lame goal. So we topped our lame goal. But the first day, the original goal was $75,000, which is still just a fraction of the costs around this place.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, we're nonprofit, we're listener supported, so we need help. But We did make $25,000. So thanks to everybody who was a part of that, including Cross Christian Fellowship.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys threw out a challenge.
It's our pleasure to help you guys out.
And that was awesome.
I know that you're doing it's an awesome job. I mean, hours like this and just exciting stuff the hours before.
Yeah, man.
I'm a Supertones fan.
Yeah, that was interesting.
There's nothing wrong with having an old school sound.
No. Well, especially if you are from the old school.
Don't be a hater just because it sounds like old school.
Yeah, no, I hear that. As we're getting ready to play some Murder by Death, which sounds like old Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's something to that. Definitely.
Yeah.
So we have you on every week, and we talk about some fun theological things or not theological things. Just, you know, maybe ways to... build up your faith, ways to build up your knowledge without being puffed up, as it were. Phone number, 505-338-3700. So I was talking to, I had a couple conversations. I can't remember if we talked about this on the air already or not, but I was at a friend's house and had this guy start asking questions.
Uh-huh.
And there were some crazy questions, like light-bending questions, like astrophysicist dude who studied all these crazy things. Did we talk about this on the air already?
No,
okay,
we haven't.
No. Okay, good. Because it was like, man, he had some big questions, you know, starts talking about how evolution has to be true because, you know, we're seeing stars now that are X amount of million light years away, and it takes X amount of million light years to see them, blah, 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 and how fast light travels. So we know that it's got to be at least this old because, well, that's how old these stars are because that's how long it took for the light to travel here for us to see them type thing. And just some big questions. And a lot of times we get questions like that. In studio. In fact, studio@mystaticradio.com if you would like to ask a question. But for those people that have called in and or emailed in with the, hey man, my friend asked me this question and I didn't know what to do. You know, those are the times where you feel quote unquote stumped and you're, and we feel like we have to answer everything every time. Yeah. If somebody has a question, we have to know everything because we're Christians. And so now we... How do we, in those times where obviously, and that's just what I had to say was, you know what, man? I'm a layman. You're an astrophysicist, dude. This is great. This is awesome that you're asking me these questions, but I'm not qualified to answer this question. How do we handle those situations? You know what I mean? Because there are some tough times.
Oh, yeah. And there's some tough questions out there. Luckily, we've got some... you know, astrophysicists on our side and who can answer a lot of those questions.
Right.
Answers in Genesis is a great website to go to. Answersingenesis.org.
Dr. Ham.
And and they've got some great information there as well.
Yeah.
But the evolution isn't true because of length of time. just because you add time to something doesn't make it true, doesn't give you greater probability. Actually, it cuts down on the probability because you got things that come in that hinder that. And that's scientific jargon. That's entropy, which means that everything is going from order to disorder. So that's why things rust. That's why we see things run out of energy, because things don't gain in complexity as they grow older. They lose complexity. They start to deteriorate, start to tear down. So the longer you add to the time doesn't give it more benefit to come about. So you've got things like if you have your street address written out on 3x5 cards, and so say your street address is 619 Maple Road.
Okay.
And so you have a card that says 6, a card that says 1, a card that says 9, you know. And so for each number and letter, you have a card. Okay, now you're randomly going to stand there and toss them up in the air and see if they come down in order.
Right.
Right? What's the odds that they're going to land right in order, say 619 Maple Street?
Yeah.
It's very low, right?
Right.
Well, let's add more time to it. So you go up in a helicopter, and so now you're above your house in the helicopter, and you drop the cards now to give it more time to get in order. Do you have a greater chance of them coming in order and landing on your front
yard? Probably just going to blow away.
Yeah.
They're just going to blow away, because what happens is the more time and distance and things, the more things that can go wrong. And that's part of entropy. It's part of this element that's also tearing down as something's trying to be created. If it's created, if it's designed, if it's planned, you overcome entropy. Mm-hmm. You overcome those things. So just adding time to it doesn't mean that it's true. We can go into a number of things. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the nucleotides in the DNA that are lines of code, and now they've come up with 3 billion so far, 3 billion lines of code in human DNA, and they're not even close to being done.
Right.
But they say that evolution happened, 400 million years now? So you got more lines of code than years of evolution needed.
Right.
So now you need 8 times the amount of time that they said they need to just have a line of code every year. It just doesn't add up.
So is this why we're called to be like, you know, we as Christians called to be like the Bereans, like constantly studying, constantly in the, because I'll tell you what, man, it seems like lately I've been getting asked more and more and more questions. On my way home, I had a friend call me last night and say, hey, man, I got a question for you. I've been thinking about this. And okay. I'm not questioning my faith, but, and the question was this, you know, thou shalt not commit murder. We can't kill. We shouldn't do that. That's bad. So he said, how come it's okay when God decided to destroy the earth, or, you know, with water, he murdered how many people, you know, and was it because he's God and he's justified, or why is that okay? Because then clearly it says we're not supposed to kill, but God did that. And so does that mean that he's outside of that, or that he's just incapable of sinning, or because if he sinned, then that means he's not perfect? And I mean, these are the questions I get. I'm like on my way home after working all day, and I'm like, bro,
shouldn't have answered the phone.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was something to do with like the latest Walking Dead. You want to talk about this? Okay. Well,
you were the Walking Dead at that time.
Dude, I felt like it. And so, you know, had a conversation last night. It was fun. And he's one of those people that just, he's constantly questioning things, but not to a point where it questions his faith or anything. However, we have these conversations, and it seems more often than not, it's like, man, these are big questions. I have another friend who's been looking into open theism right now. And so it's like, oh, well, yeah, but God changed his mind on this. So then there's so many different things out there right now. And it almost becomes overwhelming if you're not constantly just studying and in the Word. So how can we better equip ourselves? How can we better have an understanding? You know, what can we do? You take people through shepherd school, and that's what you're doing right now, is equipping people for these very things. And the questions are getting crazy, you know?
They're getting crazy. But here, first of all, I want to touch,
You know, okay, I sorry,
wanna,
I asked like I seven
wanna,
things.
I don't want to get away from the question of thou shalt not kill, but
right.
How do you deal with many of those things
yeah.
is you don't try to defend everything. Once somebody makes a truth statement,
yeah.
ask them to defend it.
Okay.
So if somebody says, well, look, evolution looks more and more like it's true because of the, you know, date of the Earth or how long it is. You ask them, well, how do you know that? How do you know that evolution is true just because you had time?
Right.
And then you wait.
Right.
And don't say anything. Don't try to defend Christianity. In other words, they're making a truth statement. Evolution is true. Okay, how do you know that? And then they have to come up with that. I've seen this used a number of times. These are tactics that we also teach at one of our seminars. But there's two things you can do. One is, what do you mean by that? And secondly is, how do you know that? So one, define the terms and then get them to back up their truth statement. So they throw something out and immediately Christians think, we've got to defend Christianity. Well, wait, they've just made a claim.
Right.
Make them back up their claim. And even if it's somebody who's not 100% into that, but they make a claim because they're being moved that way, ask them, well, how do they know that? How do they know that adding that time actually helps? And what happens is they rarely are able to back that up, rarely able to give any information. Or if they do give information, usually it's incorrect or something that doesn't give the actual evidence for that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know everything. You don't have to study. How are we going to do this and defend my faith? You know what? They have to defend their faith too.
Right.
And atheism is a faith. It's a set of beliefs that people hold to. Because
yeah.
you have to believe in a certain thing. That's why they get so upset if you bring up Jesus or God. There is no Jesus, there is no God. Why get so upset?
Right.
It's because they're committed to a certain set of beliefs, and they don't want to give up those beliefs in that. So first of all, how do you defend some of these things? Just ask them, what do you mean by that? Secondly, how do you know that?
Right.
As far as thou shalt not kill, you don't never take a scripture out of context, and you never take just one scripture, because God oftentimes defines that.
Right.
I mean, you can't explain each time you speak of something and define it; otherwise, conversations would never end.
Right. So, oh yeah, I had a gentleman. sorry, I had a guy approach me who's not a Christian. Say, okay, your Bible says thou shalt not kill, but then God calls you to slaughter lambs for, you know, sacrifice. So God's contradicting himself because he said thou shalt not kill, and then he's asking you to kill. And yeah. So, I mean, these are questions that come up regularly.
Yeah, and then I say, do you know what it means when God says thou shalt not kill? Does it say animals in there?
Right. I had to take it back to the original language, which the term there meant manslaughter. Right. Murder, manslaughter, and it was talking specifically about human beings.
Right.
But
and,
yeah,
and even if you didn't know the original language, all you got to do is look at the rest of the place. God defines what he means by that,
yeah.
And he actually talks about first and second degree murder, and that if you take innocent life, that's what you're not supposed to do.
Right.
So when God came and he destroyed the earth, and only Noah and his family was alive, what did God say about the rest of the people?
Well, they were wicked and vile,
and they continually, you know, had evil in their hearts and what they were doing. Also, God is the one who created, so he's the owner of all life. So whether we like it or not, it's his arbitrary choice whether to give or take life.
Yeah.
We don't own it. He's given it to us, and he allows us to use it, and if we use it or abuse it, you know, we can't complain if God steps in and says, okay, it's time.
Right.
Because there's no guarantee of extra life. It's not something we bought or we did. He gave it.
Right.
And so he can take it at any time, whether for good or bad purposes, or we can take it ourselves because we do stupid things, or we go out and engage in certain things, or it's something where people, you know, choose to do that.
Yeah.
But this is not something that is, you know, where, you know, aha, I gotcha.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's a very lame argument. Unfortunately, they think it's a big gotcha.
Right.
God even says, look, if somebody breaks into your house and it's dark and you fight them off to save your family and you kill them, you're not accountable for that. You're not held guilty for that because they're not an innocent life. They shouldn't be in your house. As soon as they break through that door to threaten you, they now have forced you into a choice.
Right.
To defend innocent life or allow you to take their life. And so it's okay to use force to defend innocent life, appropriate force in those times. That's why a police officer is given the opportunity scripturally in Romans 13, as well as the government's able to take life because they don't bear the sword in vain.
Right.
Sword is the capital punishment, death penalty. So all those things. It's not what God desires most, but when you have moral conflicts come together, you've got whether you protect innocent life or whether you have to take life, the greater good is you protect the innocent life, even if you have to take a guilty life.
Right.
So that's it. As far as God's nature, this is really cool. God's nature is that, no, he can't sin. And so his nature is good. His nature is love. He doesn't get an arbitrary morality outside of his body, outside of who he is. There's nothing greater than God. And if that's his nature and his nature is infinite, he can't change. He can't learn anything new and he can't forget anything.
Right.
Therefore, it's immutable. So this is something where God's locked into, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which means that once he makes a promise to us, he'll never go back on it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can make him go back on it. So if you're fearing, you know, oh my gosh, you know, am I really saved? Is he really going to come through? Or is this going to be some kind of cosmic joke when I get up to heaven? He goes, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
You really thought you were, you know, pull the flush handle. Whoosh, there you go. You know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because he can't change. He can't lie in that sense.
Where does, you know, these different, like open theism, it's becoming more and more trendy, if you will, kind of popular right now. I've had more than one person approach me on it and say, hey, man, have you heard about this new thing? And then I start studying and it's like, it's actually not a new thing. But for some reason, it's becoming cool. And there's different CCM artists who are, hey, open theism.
No.
It's becoming this kind of popular. Yeah, I don't want to say who. This popular idea that, okay, open theism, the idea that God is ever changing. He can change his mind. He is evolving. He sees things up to a certain point, which to me it seems like it would negate revelation, right? Because
right.
How could he know and tell the future? How could he promise things if he can't deliver on them because he doesn't know the outcome? However, it's becoming something popular. Can we talk for a second about the dangers of this, the ideas of open theism? Because I just heard about it for the first time a few weeks ago, really.
Open theism has been going around for quite a long time. You're correct.
Yeah.
It's one of the first people who pushed that on the Christian stage is Clark Pinnock, a theologian. And the problem with this is it denies God's being all knowing.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have all knowledge. What they say is, yes, he does, but they redefine it as this. He has all knowledge up to a point in time that you can have knowledge.
But then that's not all knowing.
Yeah, that's all knowing everything in the now. But they say
so it's all nowing.
He's all nowing, but he doesn't know for sure the future. And so you've got a problem there. You guys are cracking yourselves up here.
Yeah, because there's no K.
We think we're hilarious. So witty.
But think about this. God has proven over and over in Scripture that he knows beyond the time that he's in, and they want to limit God in that. He has no limits. Matter of fact, it's the opposite of what they think. Not only does God know all things, he knows all things that won't happen. In other words, he knows hypotheticals. Because you pray for it every day, and he commands you to pray for it.
Yeah.
What's called the Lord's Prayer. It's really disciples' prayer, right? Lead me not into temptation.
Yeah.
So what does that imply? We're going to God and we're saying, Lord, not that he would lead, but what you're praying is, Lord, lead me out of protect me from temptation.
Right.
Okay. How can he do that unless he knows all things contingent, unless he knows all things that are going to happen in your life?
Right.
He could say like, I'll scratch my head. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Don't go down that road because I can see your house from here.
Right.
And, right.
Right.
So how does he know? He has to know that if you make a certain choice today I'm going to leave 5 minutes later. Today I'm going to stop by the coffee shop. Today I'm going to do this where there might be temptation. Or today I'm going to go by the mall. I'm going to go here. Or I'm going to stay home. How do you know? How would he know unless he knows all things? Because you're praying. Okay, I could make multiple choices at any moment. Don't allow any of those choices. Don't allow me to go be led down one of those choices that would lead towards sin. So he would have to know all things that could happen, as well as all things that will happen.
And if he didn't, Jeremiah 29:11 would be the least comforting verse in the world.
it would. Right.
For right, I know right. The plans I have for you.
Right.
Up to a certain point. Yeah, up to a certain point. The worst. Right. Right. Like, oh, whoops. Right.
Yeah.
So, for example, Paul was on the boat. This is in Acts, and here they are. They're about to be shipwrecked, right? And some guys are trying to cut down one of the dinghies, the lifeboats, and escape. And he tells the commander of the boat, don't let them go, because if they go, there'll be a loss of life. But if they stay on board, there'll be no loss of life. God had to know the contingent plan. He had to know a hypothetical that had they gone off, that these men would die.
Right.
But it never happened. That's the key. They all stayed aboard and no one died. Had they left, somebody would have died. But it never happened. How would God know something that didn't even happen? So it tells you, not only does God know the future, he knows all things possible. It's like he knows every alternative universe type of thing.
So it's like Marvel and DC with all the different universes. He wrote, never mind.
Yes.
Stupid.
It's stupid. But think about that. He can. That's why he can say, I've planned you and I've planned, you know, I predestined you.
Right.
And he's referred to as the author. And an author writes the book front to back and before he publishes it, right? So he knows the ending.
He knows the ending, and he knows the ending for sure.
Yes.
See, open theists would say, oh, he knows the ending, but they don't
think he knows the ending for sure. I think is what, yeah. Right? He knows a possible ending.
He knows the greatest possible ending.
Right.
But he knows it for sure.
Right.
He knows it absolutely. And so if he didn't, then you're going to have all sorts of convoluted verses that you can't take on face value.
Yeah.
So what is so cool is that now when you pray and say, Lord, lead me to the right spouse, lead me to the right person to marry, you know that he knows all possibilities in all the earth and what would be the right person for you.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't know all things, then he's like, he's no better than eHarmony, right? He's no, right. Okay, well, let's.
Christian Mingle, actually.
He's like, fill this out and I'll get back to you.
Right.
And it'll be in your inbox. These are the best probable. So, right?
Yeah.
But he knows all things. So open theism is actually heresy.
Okay.
Because they deny an essential attribute of God. And you start moving into gods of the cults.
Okay.
That are limited, like Mormonism and other gods. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that help? Good
stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Joined with Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. And if you have a question, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can submit them now. We're going to be hanging out. Got about 20 minutes or so. Playing the latest from Tall Heart for you now. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right. Check it out, MyStaticRadio.com, for information on Murder by Death and all the culture shocks we play.
That's right. They have the lyrics. Give your opinions, thoughts.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Welcome to the show. Joining us right now, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. And phone lines are open, as well as the email address, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Got a question from Joseph. He says, how are Pharaoh's magicians able to also turn water into blood? Water to blood if Moses and Aaron had already turned all of the water into blood.
Okay. Yeah.
Should I repeat that?
Yeah, no, it's basically where you get into that place in Exodus, and Moses and Aaron are there, and they turn the pots of water into blood, they turn the wells into blood, and the river into blood. And so it says that the magicians followed up and did the same thing.
Okay.
So where'd they get the water from, right? Where'd they get this clean water from? if you read, well, first of all, it's talking about everything that's there. It's not saying that fresh water coming down the Nile or fresh water running into the wells was all blood, that all water on the earth was turned into that. But if you read on down in verse 40, it says that they dug alongside the Nile, and so they had to dig alongside the river, and then they got fresh water.
Right.
And so that's how they did that.
Okay.
So it's pretty, you know.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah. So in other words, it doesn't say that that's where the magicians went and got it. Mm-hmm. But if you read on, that's a place where they could get fresh water. So there was obviously places that if you dig down another well, or if you went to up the Nile, or you dug down alongside the Nile, because of the sand there would filter out, you know, the contaminants. You could get fresh water, then they could put in the red clay or dye or whatever to try to reproduce what God did.
Do you think sometimes, I think of the verse in Jeremiah where he says that if you seek me earnestly, you will find me. Do you think sometimes we are earnestly trying to disprove, even though we know, I mean, in our being, God has shown himself through his creation, through his word, and as Ecclesiastes says, that he has written eternity in our hearts. Like, we have this within us. Do you think questions, and I'm not saying this for Joseph specifically, but a lot of times I hear some of these theological questions that come about that are almost trying to, oh, well, what about this?
It as if
we're
trivial.
We're trying to find something to disprove or to be argumentative. And again, I'm not saying this about Joseph, but we encounter a lot of questions that just seem like, oh, yeah, what about this? You know, and it is almost like an earnest, hey, oh, what are you trying to do? Are you earnestly trying to seek God, or are you earnestly trying to disprove God? Because God's word says that if you earnestly seek him, you will find him. I believe his promises. I believe they are true. And if he says that if we earnestly seek him, half the time, I mean, maybe if we put our efforts towards seeking him, that, I don't know, maybe we can rely on that promise that we'll find him.
Yeah, it's okay to have doubts and to seek the answers.
And we're called
to
test all things in Thessalonians.
Yeah. And we are. And so we shouldn't have blind faith. I don't think we need to have blind faith.
Right.
But there is a heart question where sometimes people are looking to disprove Christianity because they're either disillusioned, they're angry at God, or maybe they're caught up in a sin that you know, they want to give themselves over to. And if they can disprove God, then it eases their conscience.
Right.
And there's a number of people that have done that in the past that have said, well, we were once Christians, but now we're not because we saw the truth and we saw the light. But oftentimes, those things that they came up with have been answered.
Yeah.
They either don't want to find the answer, or they, aren't satisfied with the answer when it's a genuine answer. It's a good, it's a good enough answer. And so one thing I found about Scripture is that I've always had answers, and I've had to answer many questions over the years. And you can't answer every question. I go, I don't really have an answer for that one. And I put it on the back burner. And sure enough, the Lord comes up and answers it. And I'm like, oh, you know, and you slap the forehead, face plant, palm face, you know, type of things. Like, oh, that makes sense. That works. I see how that works in there. And it's really kind of awesome because what it tells you, I get excited because it shows you how awesome Scripture is.
Yeah.
That it God actually planned for every type of thing in the future, how to answer certain things. You just need to find the principle. You need to see something from God's point of view. You need to reorder your mind. And sometimes then you get to that place and you're like, oh, man, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that God would show us. There would be a number of places where I had that, you know, type of thing, but it didn't shake my faith because there was so much overwhelming evidence on the other side. That's the thing. And you know what I call this? This is our critic meter. And when we want to believe something, we turn our critic meter way down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to criticize this much. I'm not going to challenge it much because I really want to believe it. And in your place where you don't want to believe it, you turn your critic meter way up.
Right.
And you're like, well, so I don't know, cross your arms and you're already
start Googling ways to disprove it.
You're already there, and you just need to have it balanced in the middle.
Right.
And that's the open heart we need to have.
Yeah.
It's not way down because we do need to test all things. We shouldn't have blind faith. But don't turn it up all the other direction that nothing would satisfy.
Right.
You know, people say, well, the Bible's been translated and copied and there's errors all over. Well, that's been disproven, but so many people turn their critic meter so far up that no answer is going to satisfy them in that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, well, okay. Well, then it's your choice. Because
right.
if you put that same meter up for any other work of antiquity, we couldn't trust anything in the past.
Right.
And the Bible blows everything away incredibly. So it really comes down to how critical do you want to be?
Right.
We should have a sound area. It's like people will say, well, I'm an atheist. Well, what kind of atheist are you? You know, do you truly believe that there's no God? Well, I believe that there's probably no God. Okay, well, you're not an atheist. You're an agnostic. You're not sure. If you had evidence, you would accept it. Yeah. Okay, are you a hard agnostic or a soft agnostic? What does that mean? Well, if we actually present evidence to you, will you be open to it? Will you actually examine the evidence with an open mind, or will you be closed to it? That's a hard. Well, no, I don't have an open mind. Okay, then you're soft. So really, it's just getting people. Sometimes it's called pre-evangelism. You try to get people to a place where they're open to that. And sometimes you have to do that with fellow Christians. Sometimes they've closed off because, frankly, sometimes they're hurting. And you have to go because, hey, I lost my daughter or lost this, you know, and how could God do that? And so sometimes it's not a theological answer. Sometimes it's a heart problem. You just need to put your arm around them and be with them and love them and cry with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what happens is that critic meter starts to go down because they begin to feel the love of God.
Yeah. Hanging out with Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. The phone lines are open. Final call. It's already going to be 9:50.
Crazy.
How crazy is that? Static. Hello.
Hello. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. So more details on your ministry available at crossfellowship.org. Tell us about the services. You guys, I know obviously you meet every week. So when, where, how can we find out more about your ministry?
You have to guess.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the hard
like
part.
It's
you all know, roads lead to your church, so if we just guess.
We don't really know the future, so we don't set times. Yeah. And so, no. It's we're on Edith, just north of Osuna, and it's real easy to get to off of Montaño or Paseo there. And it's 10 o'clock Sunday mornings. We're a young, growing church. It's contemporary worship, and I teach verse by verse, and we have a time of fellowship and food and that sort of thing. They can find more information at crossfellowship.org.
What are you guys going through right now?
We are going through Luke verse by verse.
Cool. Okay.
And kind of half a chapter at a time, so somewhat in depth.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. We just, you know, studied the leper that was it. Luke goes into detail because he's a doctor, and it says he was full of leprosy, so he was probably nearing death,
yeah,
and came and fell at Jesus' feet, you know, and he's a cast off, living basically at the, you know, dump, city dump, and probably full of infection and, you know, flies and stinky, and he's supposed to stay 30 yards from everybody, and he comes up to Jesus and falls on his knees. Lord, if you were willing.
Yeah.
He knew he was capable. The main thing was, are you willing?
Yeah,
and Jesus' first words is, "I am willing."
Yeah.
Oh, I am willing, man.
Yeah,
ding, you're whole.
Yeah,
you're complete. So it was so awesome to paint that picture and go through it, man. And you get these pictures of Jesus. Just picture him walking there, and here comes this leper, and everybody scatters because they're afraid. You know, I don't want to get leprosy. And Jesus doesn't back down. He doesn't run from the guy. And oh, Lord, if you're willing. Oh, man, I am so willing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm willing. I'm willing. Not the capable, but willing.
Yep.
That's rad. So, I'm going to keep that. Let's leave it there.
Okay.
I love it. All right. Pastor Scott Thom, Cross Christian Fellowship. You can check out more details about his ministry at crossfellowship.org. We will see you again next week, my friend.
Yes. Thank
awesome.
You for having me in.
Of course. Hey, if you have questions for Pastor Scott Thom, we will collect them and present them. You know, we do this every single Tuesday. So send us your emails to studio@mystaticradio.com. That is it for us. We are on out. Adri making her way in here.
Indeed.
We'll see you guys again manana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.